This message, Broken Cisterns, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 26, 1964, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Dice di bine di amai di elemitanta di amonet William Marion Branham di akayishi buabo musamwa kumpale mu anglais mudi alumiengi di lolo di ametukumakumi abidini asambombo ngondo wa mwanda mutekete chidimu cha chinunu kama chiteme makumi asambombo ni naye mu Branham Tabernacle mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Pray.
Tusambilayi.
Lord, now we believe. We believe on the Son of God. And through this we accept eternal life through Him.
Mukalenga, mpindye utulituitabuja. Tulituitabuja mwana wanzambi. Kabidi kuchochechi, tulituitabamoyi wachendelele kuhichile kudiyi.
Now we have gathered again this afternoon or this evening for another service. Trusting you for the message and for what you will tell us tonight.
Mpindyeu nyeu tudibari sangisha chakabidi mumahinga jemu anyi mujilo lwemu bwadi sangisha dikwabu. Bikele tukweye menabo mukenjini bwachwikele mokutwambile jilo lwedi.
We believe thee, Lord, and we wait upon thee. You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
Tudiba kuita buje mukaleng. Ne tudiba kuindi le weu. Nwe wakamba ni. Aba badibindi le mukalenga. Niba vujulu le bukola buwabu buhia buhia. Niba banda mulu ni mehoa hobu mukanku.
And we pray, God, that you'll give us that mounting up power tonight as we wait on thee.
Nenkunye utulomba nzambi. Buwa weu watu hobu kola buwadibanda na buwabu dilo lwedi. Hatudiba kuindi laha.
We thank thee for these people and for what they mean to you and what they mean to me. I thank you for it, Father. They are your jewels.
Turi tukusa kijila bwa bantu aba ni bwa mushinga udibunao kudi wewe ni mushinga udibunao kundi meme. Ndi kusa kijila bwa chocha chitatu badibilenga biebe.
And I pray, God, that the night that you will manifest yourself and the way to them that they have need of.
Kabirindi ndomba nzambi bwajulo lwedini we wudi mwenesha kudibu bilonde sila bidibu nabidijinga.
If there is sick here, may they be healed. If there's a doubt in someone's mind, clear it up, Lord. And just give us of thy presence and thy blessings because we need them, Lord. You are our all sufficiency. And without you, we cannot do nothing.
Koko kuikele mubedi mwabewu, eze kubwa ondo hibwa. Koko kuikele mpate mumeji ya muntu, uyo mwishe mkaleng. Nenkutu hanubwike dibuwebe ni mabeneshe ebe. Bwalo tujinabi dijinga mkaleng. Wewe kide tudidi kumba yine mubionsu. Kabidi katu ineba to, katu nende chuti mwakwenza nansha.
We pray that you will receive our thanksgiving for all that you have done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we look forward to your blessings. Amen. You be seated. And
turi tulomba bo wewe kwa kijile masakijile yetu wa bionso bidu wewe mwenze. Mujina ja Yesu Kristo ke muturi tushale bindile mabeneshe eba. Amen. Mudimu wakusombela ihanshi. Nenku.
Well, it's just a bit cooler this Sunday night in here than it was last Sunday night. But we are very grateful to our brothers who work so faithfully and getting this in.
Kulu nkutalela kundambu mujilo lwedi dia dialumingu mundemu kuhitamu fabijilo lu dia dialumingu di shal tudine kusalijila kwa abonyi kudibana betu, badibeza muje muni lulama tulonsu bwa kubiasa mune emu.
I know two or three of them, Brother Mike Egan as I see back there, and Brother Mike and Brother Southman, Brother, I believe, Roy Roberson and Brother Woods and all of them, they were down here just sweating it out, trying to get it in so we could have this message now or today. So we're grateful.
Ndimumanya babidi anji basatu bakudibu, Mwanet Mike Egan, bumundi mumumana hanyi maha, nindi Mwanet Mike, ni Mwanet Softman, Mwanet Ngelemeji Roy Roberson, ni Mwanet Wood, ni bonsu bakudibu abu. Vabuweka kuneku ekwenza mudimu wakashe ndenda, baditashishe buwakwasa bintu ebi munemu buwatoma numu wakuheta mukenje umpindyeu. Anyi leluweu. Hananku, tujine kusagijila.
Now, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, I want to have a healing service, a prayers for the sick. And we'll designate it to a healing service, if the Lord willing.
Mpindyeu. Mudinda dia lumingi julua lwedi, bumukalenga mwakwangisha, ndi muso kwenze mudimu wa jondo ha wa masambila babedi. Nenku, netu teke ditu kwa adi kumudimu wa jondo ha, bumukalenga mwakwangisha.
I noticed this morning there's a bunch of handkerchiefs here. I prayed for them. And while you were praying and singing, I prayed for the handkerchiefs. And then there's more here tonight.
Ngamu numudi ndemu, kudimushiki wa mishwala mwabewu. Ngai sambi didi, na kumema hanu vonenu nusambile ni nyumbe misambu wahu, mvumu sambi jile mishwale. Ketinye ukukadimi kwa mwabe ujilo lwedi.
So we believe that God heals the sick. So many great testimonies of healing among us and across the world. And we're grateful for this.
Hana anku, tulitwitabuji ni nzambi ujilo ondoha babedi. Kudimajadi kia abu njibea jondoha munkachi mwetu.
And I thought next Sunday, being I have to be away for a little bit, and we've been holding so much just to the teaching and of the message, I thought it would be a good thing if we had a healing service, prayed for the sick. And we trust that God will give us a great time.
And we trust that God will give us a great time.
Now many of you have to drive many miles tonight. So I was talking to groups over at the Blue Boar cafeteria today where I was having dinner. Many fine people, I got to shake their hands and talk with them. People I never met before that come here to the church.
Mpindyeu, babunyi benu nebikale ni chakwende shamashini ntanta wa kilometre ya buinji lolwedi. Hananku, mvonyi kilana ni misumba ya bantu kwa kaku kukafetaria ka Blue Board lelweu. Kumvwendye chakude chanyi chamunda munya. Bantu bimpe be babunyi. Mimu kweta kumushindu wakubalabula kuchanza ni kuhikilangana nabu. Bantu nchiku mwanji kutuilangana nabu kacha konswe kuto. Bika labalu mwekelezi emu.
And I'm grateful for such friends. And I want to thank each and every one of you. Some of them have picked blackberries and brought us. And one brought us a bucket of syrup or molasses, I believe it was. And just saying, you don't know what that means. And of a morning, I come up and go out of the house sometime.
Nenkunji ni kusagjila wabalunda bamushindu wawa. Nendinji ni kusagjila umoni umuakunu di. Bamo bakunu di mbahola mbele bele kariku tutuajila yi. Ni moku wabumu tutuajila mbeke chuwama ya nsukari, yanyi bia hansh bia nsukari. Nilemeje ni mbiobi, ni bintu suwe. Kana nababanya mushinga, ulibiobi abina uto. Na nkumudi nda kampanda, ndi mwenza nunjuka, mpatuka munzu bununku, misamigu wabukudi.
The other morning there was some brother there that was real bad off, had no clothes and things for me, go give him some clothes.
Dinda dikuabu kufamwane tuwabalu mamu kuabu mwabawu uvamuluta tulukolebe. Kayibilambanyi chinyito. Ukebubu ameme nyaka muhetele kubilamba.
I started out, I almost stumbled over a bucket of blackberries sitting there.
Ngasalu enduni mpatuka. kimime kwamba kututirikese kumbeke chiwambele bele uvo muteka mwabawo.
I said, you bring these blackberries? And he said, no, never had nothing to do with it. I've been here before daylight, and they were sitting here then. And it was my good brother Ruddle had brought them to me. And so those things I certainly appreciate.
Memani, urimule ni yeyimbele bele nwe wanyi. Kiyeye ni buwale. Memani chivoni buwale mubina abito. Nkadi mwabeo kacha kumpalo kwa bufuku kuchabu. Kadiyo yayi ikavumiteka ni mwabao hadine dibadi. Inaho uvo mwane tumulenga Ridel uvo mu yintu adile. Nenku hananku nchabushu wane ndinga angeshe bintu abi.
Billy Paul just made mention to me a few moments ago that among this congregation tonight that took up an offering. That for me. I thank you for that. I didn't want you to do that. I just appreciate your efforts and so forth, but that wasn't necessary.
Billy Paul wafu mkudingambi leka tanchaka ni mudi sangi shemu jilo lwedi, mba sangi shemu lambu, mwina ubu wanyimemu. Ndi nusakijilebu wachina achi, nchivo meme muso bwanenu kuchenze to, ndi anunga anyishe didi filejinu jinadi nibiku wabu. Kari china achi, kachivo anu chukenge dibo to.
But the Lord bless you. You know, the Bible said, in so much as you have done unto the least of these, you have did it unto me.
Nenku kadi mukalenga njanu benesha. Nudibamanya Biblia mwamba ni munu dibenzele e udi mutambo bukesu waku diabamu. Meme munu dibenzele.
Now, I've been kind of speaking to you on the message very straight. And some people might be under the impression that I think that Jesus is going to come in the morning or tonight. I do.
Mpindyewu, mvumoku luangana nenu, mumu shindu kampanda habidi bitangile mukenji, namba malubuludi. Nenkundi, mvumobantu mbafanyo kuhete lumvulua ni ndi ngele meji ni Yesu ulo alamudi indanyi jilo uluedi. Kimu ndi ngele meji?
I don't say that he will. And again, he may not come for next week. It might be next year. It might be 10 years. I don't know when he's coming. But there's one thing I want to always you bear in mind. You be ready every minute or hour.
Kadi chena ngamba ni kichenza ito. Nenku kabidi. Bidimo kukale ni yeye abenga kulua lumingu lulua luelu. Nbifuwa ina kukale chidimu chulua lu. Bifuwa ina kukale mubidimu dikumi. Chenu mma ina nialo dibaka ito. Kadi kudichintu chumuhele chini jinga ku. Chinu dimisangu yonso kuna imu wakuhokumu ito.
That if he doesn't come today, he might be here tomorrow. So just keep that in your mind, that he's coming. And I don't know what time is going to be my last hour on this earth. Neither does any of us. And it's not of us know when he's coming. He doesn't even know himself by his own words. He said the Father only knows when he will come. Not even the Son knows when he will come. It's when God sends him to us again.
Tatu nkayende, ki uri mumanyi ni nalo dibakai. Na shamuana mwine ki mumanyi ni nalo dibakai to. Mpi, kala nzambi mutuma uchakabidi kutudi ahu.
But we're looking for his coming. And if he doesn't come in my generation, he might come in the next. If he doesn't come in that one, he'll come in the next.
Kadi tuwe tutudi binji le jilodi endadi. Nenku yeka yimulo mulu kwa ngulu anyelu to, mufuwa inekulo mulu alonda. Yeka yimulo mulu alu to, ni alo mulu alonda.
But for myself, I can't see hardly any time left. It could happen at any minute. Now, that doesn't mean now that you'll see the heavens change and that's not the coming I'm speaking of. I'm talking of the rapture.
Karibu anyimem, chene mokumwane ni kuchidika bidi diba di shala mene mene to. Ndianu, bu anyimem, ndifu aina kuenze kamuka sunsa konsunaka. Kadi achikimbo ina kuamba ni, achikimbo ina kuamba pindi yeu, ninenu mwana maulu wa shintulu kani bionsu. Kimbwa adi di lo bundi ngamba to. Bundi mema ngamba mbwa di ambu ibwa.
See, he makes three comings. He come in three sons' names. He come in a trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. See, all of it the same Christ, the same God, all the time.
Nwamonus, yewdu wenze di lua misangu isatu. Mulo mumena satu wa mwana. Mulo mubusatu. Tatu mwana nyuma muimpu. Nwamonus, bionswabi kilisto umuomuawu. Zambi umuomuawu diba dionso.
Now we know he come to bring three works of grace, justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost. Everything in God is completed in threes.
Mpindi ya utribameni yeye mulo bwa kutuwale mitimu isatu ya ngasa. Dibingi shibwa, dijidibwa, dibatisa ya nyuma muimpu. Bionso munzambi, bilibi kumba jibu muisatu.
And so he come first to redeem his bride. He comes second as a rapture to take away his bride. He comes third with his bride, king and queen.
Hana anku yeye wakalwa musangu wakumpala wakuhikula mukesh musela wend. Uju ulo musangu muibidi budiambu ibwa. Wakuangata mukesh musela wend kuye nend. Uju ulo musangu muisatu mwikale ni mukesh musela wend mfumo ni mukale mukaji.
After that's when many people are expecting the coming, but when he comes this time, hardly none but those who are ready will know when he comes. There'll just be an absence of people. They won't know what happened to them. They'll just be caught away in a moment.
Hanyima kiho wahu hadibantu babuni bindile juluadi. Kadiha alweye umusangu anuwababa dibadulongo lula kiba amanya halweye. Nekukala nubantu kaba chiyikuto. Bantu kaba kumanya ni chilichibenza gale nchinyito. Nibikala nubabanga tabayena abu mukatanchi.
And that, they just come up missing, changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So just be ready for that. It'd be horrible some morning to miss a loved one. No one can find him. Wouldn't it be too bad to know it's done past and you missed it? So just keep before God.
Mumushindu wa bikala nubahainke chanan. Bashintu luka mukatanchi muhuri wadis. Hananku ikalaini bajulongo lalu kuchochachi. Nchifuwa ina kukale chenza buo umudi nda kampanda buo kumwana ni munanga weba kampanda muhangika. Muntu na shuma kachimu wakumuheta. Kimbi fuwa ina kukwikala biya muadi hakumaini buo alwa bubu kadi buhita kariwe umubu hangilanyi. Hananku shalayenu kumpala kwa Nzambi.
Now, next week, the Lord willing, next Monday, from this Monday, if God willing, I'm taking the family back out to Arizona where they go to school. And I'm coming back.
Mpindye u, lumingu lwa lwelu, pumukalenga mwa kwanyisha, mudimwa di alwa, lumingu lwa hanyu mahayelu, lumingu lwa mudimwa, bunzami mwa kwanyisha, nimpatuka ni fami, mbahinga jaku Arizona kuyaya bumutulasi. Hashisha mema, mema nempingana.
Now, I don't go out there. I haven't any services to be out there in. I'm hardly ever in Arizona. I'm gone somewhere else.
Mpindyeu, nchene mpatuka nyokuntu wako, nchene ni masangisha kampanda kukala mkuntu wako to. Mema nchituku nenga mwa Arizona mene mene to. Ntuan muye miyabe miku wabu.
I take the wife out there next Monday. I'm coming back here again. I leave from here to British Columbia. I come back to Colorado. I'll be in Arizona again sometime near Christmas. Just for a few minutes, long enough for maybe 2 or 3 days, get the family together, be back here through Christmas holidays. The Lord willing, have a service through New Year's week here.
Ndinka filomuka janyu kuntuaku, mudi modilo alwedi, nempingana chakabidia. Nengu mukilaha, wakuye mu Colombia Britannica, nempinganyine mu Colorado. Nengu chakabidi mu Arizona kakesa haubuhini Noel, anubuwa tusunsa tukesa chanana. Ntanta mukumba nabwa hamuhamad tukwa abiranya satu kuko ngweje fami kuhingana ha mumatu kwa dikisha ya Noel bumukalenga mwa kwanyisha kwenze di sanksha munda mwalimingu lwa chidi mu chachi halu mwa beu.
So then I'm here practically I'm here 10 times more than out there because we don't have any church or any services out there. Nothing we have out there. So in a way of church service.
Hana nkumemantu aha misangu kana yonsu, mihita buunyi. Ntuwahi misangu di kumi kuhita kwa kanaka. Olukatone ni ekelezia aini masangishe kwa kwa kuto. Katone ni chintu nashe chimukuntu wa kuto. Nenku chintu chani ndi sangishe dia ekelezia.
That's one bad thing about it. I have no place to send the children that will hear these messages like your children gets to hear it here. And so that's one defect we have.
Ki chintu chimochachi bin church habwalu abu. Nchene ni mwabu wakwekele kutuma bana wakuteleje pumaisha ato. Mushindu udibenu bana bafika kujia teleje mwabewemu. Nenku chintu chimwechi, chintu hain kanchachi.
But they're all healthier. It's a dry, hot, dry climate. But all the children seem to be healthier. I'm not there long enough to know where it's healthy or not healthy. I'm on the move and I guess I was just born a rambler.
Karibonso baji ni mubidi mutamba kwekele tumatuma, kulunkuma, luye lukole, kuma chonchonchon. Karibana bonso baji mwekani mubidi mutamba kwekele tumatuma. Mema nchitu nkwenza ntanta bulo bukumba na bukuma ini nkulenga nyiki nkulenga bukule bukumbidi to. Mema ntuanu muditamba kana. Ngele meji ni batubande la bukukela ni umlala kanyi.
My wife calls me. I know she's here, so I'll get this after church, you all know. What is that called? Shifting winds or restless winds or whatever, you know, shifting sands or I'm always on the move, in other words.
Mukazanyo tu mungi nyigani njima ini yeye udikabaka. Nengunim peta bwalo yobu hanyi mahadi sangisha. Mudi bamanya nwenu bons. Batuwa bikile chintu achini nchinyi. Mpehele mienda kanyi anyi mpehele idi kai idi kisha. Anyi ninchinyi aha. Mudi bamanya. Lusenga lwa lunteka. Anyi, mementoni mudi tambaka ni misangu yonso. Munga kuili muku wabu.
And I've been married now 22 years. And sometimes I think I'm a stranger around the house. Because I have to be going.
Ni nkari muse laga na mpindi ya uku. Kari bidi muma kumia biji ni bibidi. Kari mema misangu miku wabu. Ntundi ambijile ni njimwenye kumbelu. Bwalu bidi bikengala nukuikala kuya.
But I'm looking for the time that when we'll be settled down in the homeland someday. But now the battle's on. So let's be in prayer.
Karindi mwenjile chikondo chitukala basombela hashi muditunga dia kwetu dinga dituko. Karibu ampindie u mvita ichidiana nimimo na angana hananku tukala yenu mudisambila.
Don't forget, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, bring in your sick and the afflicted. Come early. Get your place and probably there's a group to be prayed for. We'll have to give out prayer cards.
Kanu humoyito dinda dia dalumingi julu alwa. Bumukalenga mwakwanyisha. Nuluayi ni babedi benu ni benan tatu. Nuluayi kumpala kwa diba, nusomba. Ni amuwa haku di musumba wa bantu. Bajiba kengele kusambi jila. Nabi kengele tuetu kwa banya tuwata tuwa disambila.
If there isn't enough, we won't give out prayer cards. Just not to form a little line like 2 or 3 dozen or something.
Koku kakuyi bantu bunyi bukumba neto. Katuwa kwa banya tuwata tuwa disambila to. Koko nundambu mukumba na buwa tuetu kwenze mulongu mukesa wa bantu buma kumia bidi anjima kumia sato ayin chintu chabu na mkwa u.
But we'll probably give out prayer cards, so we'll probably do it about an hour before the regular service, which I think takes up, it'd be 8 or 8:30, they'll give out the prayer cards, open the church, give the prayer cards next Sunday morning.
Kaji netu kala hamuaha ni chakwa banya tuarta tuwa disambila. Nenku hamwaha, netu kale ni chaku chenza budi badishime na nkwawu kumpala kwa hadisa nchi jene din. Chindi nchinka ni nechangata, nechikala hadiba mwanda mkulu. Diba mwanda mkulu, ayin diba mwanda mkulu ni tusamba kumiasatu. Mwabanya abu tuartu hadisambila. Kukangula, ekelezia, kwabanya tuartu hadisambila mudi nda diadalumingi julua lwedi.
And then, be sure to be here for your, bring your loved ones, put them in there, be nice and cool in the church. If they're sick, and we'll do everything we can to pray for them. Thank you again for the love offering.
Nenkwashisha, nukela batuishi bubwa kuikala habwa benu, nuleni bananga benu, nubabweja mundemu, mundemu aikeleze, nemu ikala muimpe ni mutalala, ikala bubasam, nenku, natuweza ni mwetu monsu mutu jinamu, wakubasam bijila. Tuasa kijila hicha kabidi, mwamula mwa dinanga.
Now, we're going to read some of God's word tonight, and be ready for this event of His presence again to bring us His word.
Nenkumpindie unetu bala ndambu wadi di anzambi di lolwedi. Nenetu jilongo lele chakabiri kujulwedi di abwike di buende wakutu wajile di diende.
Now we know we can read a text But God has to reveal the context. See? We can take a text, but God has to reveal the context.
Mpindiewu tribe mine to etu dimo kubale bidibi funda. Kadi bidibi kenle bwan Zambia bulule diunvuja. No mano anyi. To etu dimo akwanga te bidibi fund. Kadi bidibi kenle bwan Zambia bulule diunvuja.
While you're turning now in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, I want to say that I'm glad I have with us Brother Lee Vale, a precious brother in the Lord.
Nenkono jinu bulu lempindi e mumu kando wa yele mi yahu munshapita muibidi. Ndi jinga kwa mbani, njini disanka di akwikala hamonetu ni mwane tu Lee Vale, mwane tu wa mushinga mukole mumu kalenga.
And I think your brother here, I can't think of his name, Brother Willard Grace. And I seen the brothers from Arkansas, Brother John and them from around Poplar Bluff, and Brother Blair.
Nendingele mejini mwa bewu mwane tuewu chena makufuruka jina dienda to mwane tu Willard Grace. Kabidi ngamu nubane betu ba mwa Arkansas, mwane tu John ni bakwabu, bafumida mwenye ngulukili wa Poplar Bluff, ni mwane tu Blair.
And oh, Brother Jackson, Brother Ruddle, and so many that I just can't, I wish I could call everybody's name, but I just can't do it. And you understand, Brother Ben Bryan, I see him sitting here. He's usually my amen corner. Well, everybody knows Ben by his voice.
Nika, mwane tu Jackson, ni mwane tu Riddell, ni babu, ni bani, nchi imwa. Mvoma wakuji, inga kutele muntu ni muntu mudina. Kari tena nuni mushindu wakuchenze to, ni enkunudianu nuvwa. Mwane tu Ben Bryant. Nye umumu na musomba mwabewu. Ye kutuja nitumba jama amen hantu. Bantu bonsu batapanya bene kudidi enda. Aha.
We sitting in California one time, I was preaching a message for the Baptist people up in the valley. We had a big tent there and a lot of kind of aristocratical Baptists. I could never hear a amen from anywhere, you know, afraid some of the women break the paint on their face.
Tuetu, baso mumu California musamu kampanda. Mwanyi shirisha kampanda bo babatista mwa mwamuchi banda banda. Bavomu ni ntenta mune na babatista babu ni bachiri chitumbuka. Nchiku mwakumwa amen wetu e ufimina mwaba na shu umoto. Nilima manyesi. Bachina ni mwabakubaka jimbafu waine kubwa mboloja bila abu vokisi kwa abu.
And then, first thing you know, I seen a pair of feet about like that go up in the air, and two big hands and a black hair shaking every horn. Hey, man, screaming like that. I looked down and I said, Ben, where did you come from? He was really getting the amen. I see his wife looking him over a little bit.
Kihashisha katancha kanyi. Mimo kumona makasabidi mulu buaha, abanda mulu mulu hehele. Nibyansa bina nebibidi, ninsuki mifika, inyunga kana kwaka. Welelubile ni amen. Welelubile mushindu hao. Kimeme kutangeje mesu hanshi. Meme ni bena kuwafu minyunku wa ihinanku. Yei kivo utu amena wachikunda hao. Nyao muna muka jenda wanjuku mujo jandambu.
Well, he's losing a little of that black hair, but that's all right. Don't get worried about that. I did mine a long time ago. So now, don't forget to pray.
Nye ukadi wende ujimeje mine nsuki mifika hii. Kari hachi chidiano chikumbana. Ndiba manya, kurita chishibu hachi na hachito. Mema nkadi mujimeje yanyi kukadi ntantamula. Hananku mpindye u kanu humo ibo kusambila.
Now while we get to the sincere side of the service, remember, if we read this word, then God will bless his word. It will not return to him void. But it will accomplish that which is purpose for.
Mpindeu, hatukari tu yekulu seka lo adisange shelu yulu kengele mejima tokaha vuluka ini. Tuetu bubale di yej. Nenkunzambi ni abeneshe di yidiend. Kaja kuhingana kukudi hatu huto. Kaji nidi kumba jakihe chile kadibubadi tumina.
And I know in reading the word, I'll always be right. When I read the word, God will honor his word.
Nindi mumanye ni. Mukubala kwa adiyi, nengi kele misangu yonso ni mubulelele. Handi mbala diyi, zambi ni ato diyi dienda mushinga.
Now let us stand in respect to his word.
Mpindi yu tujukila ikulu, wakua diyi dienda kanemu.
Jeremiah, the second chapter, the 12th and 13th verses of Jeremiah 2.
Yeremia, chapter 12. Verse wa 12 ni wa 13 ya Yeremia 12.
Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord.
Kemayi, nwenu maulu, bwabwaluebu, kwa chika ibo wabukole, ikala ibategete mumaboku, mudimukalenga wamba.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Let us bow our heads now.
Bwalu bantu banyimbenze mibi ibidi. Mbandekele meme mpokulu wa maya moyi. Nimbaka jumbu ile bine bia mai. Bine bia mai biele mitanta. Bidikabi mwakulama kumai to. Tunika imitu yetu mpindiewu.
Dear God, thy word has been read. And we pray that you will honor that word and give to us tonight the parable or the parallel of it.
Zambi munanga didie bajamanyi kubadibwa. Nengutu ditulomba bo wewe utwadi yadi mushing. Ni utwadilo lwedi lusu mwenu anchin tutifuana ngana nadi diodi.
As we look to days gone by, Israel as examples, as the Bible teaches us, that we can see what you did to them when they obeyed the word, see what you did to them when they disobeyed the word, and learn what we must do.
Haturi tutangila mumatuku akadi mahita. Izalela bu bilejilu bumu di Bible utulonge shene tudimu akumona chuvo we ubenzela hava buba tumikile di. Kumona chuvo we ubenzela hava buba shikukile di.
So we pray that you will speak to us tonight in a very special way that we might know how to conduct ourselves in this day that we learn this morning that we're living in. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. You be seated.
Hananku, tulitulomba bo wewe kwa kulane tujilo lwedi mushindu wa habu wa umenemena. Bo tuwa manumu wa kumanya mushindu wa tuwe tukudi tuwale mudi tukwedi. Nituwa hili mudi inde muni kimu tujini moye mu. Bwalu tujitulomba na nku mudina ja Yesu. Amen. Mudi mwa kusombai.
I want to speak tonight on the subject for just a short time on broken cisterns.
Ndizi nga kwa kule jilo lwe di hache na bwalu echi. Katanchi kihichanana. Bina bya mai biele mitanta.
Israel had done two great evils, God said. They had turned from him, the fountain of life, and had hewed themselves cisterns to drink out of.
Izalela uvumwenza mibi minene ibidi. Nzambi mwambani bababamwele nyima yeye mpokolu wa moyi.
Now, that's something, the reason I thought of this text was because that it would run parallel to what I was saying this morning of the hour that we're living and the cause that we are struggling for.
Mpindyewu achintishindaye. Chindi mwelele meji kumufunduewu mbalu nchifuwa ina kuikala chintu chifuwa nangana ni chimfa ngamba mudindemu chadiba ni tujini moyi. Ni kabingi laka tulitusubakena.
And we look at Israel as example that what God was, he always has to remain the same. And there's only one thing that God ever did honor, that was his way that he provided for the people.
Nenkuturi tutangile izelele buchilejilu chani chivonzambi wikalanga nachi bikengele yeye ashala umo umwawu. Nekuri chintuano chumwehele chivonzambi utomushinga. Chivua njila wenda uwe imulongu lwe la bantu.
And when they got out of that way, then God was dishonored and God made the people suffer for getting away from what he had told them to do, no matter what it was. Even give them a law. Touch not, handle not, taste not. Just not because of the evil of doing it, but the evil of disobeying what he said do.
Kubaha imene ni mukenje ni kulengi, kukwachi, kulabulu. Kabi yanu bwa bubi bwa kwenza cho chachito. Kadi bubi bwa kushi kukile chiwa imuamba bwa kwenza bu.
And there's always cannot be a law without a punishment for law, because if there's no punishment, then law is not much to it, unless it has a penalty, the law.
Nenkumisangu yonsu, kakutu kwanji kukile mukenji, kaku idinyoka bwa mukenji auto. Bwalu. Koku kakuidinyo keto, di badi mukenji, kawena mene mene ni bukole to, anu mwikale ni chibawu, mukenji.
Now, we find what they did in that day seems to parallel what we are doing today, what the church people are doing.
Mpindi ewu, tulitu sangane ni chakenze bumudi tukwadi, nchumwe kechikale chifuana, nane ni chitu rituenze lelu ewu, chidibantu bene ekelezi munga chumwa kwenza.
Now, we see a strange thing here. It might be strange to some people when he said, they have hewn to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns.
Mpindi ewu, turitu mwana chintu chahabu wachi mwabe ewu, nchifuwa ina kwikele chahabu wachi kudibamwa bantu. Hakambe ini, nwenu, bobo, mbaju umbu ile bine bia mai. Bine bia mai biele mitanta.
Now maybe some of you don't know what a cistern is. How many knows what a cistern is? Well, most all of you. If you was ever raised on a farm, you know what a cistern is. I remember I drank enough bugs from one to know what a cistern was.
Mpindiewu, hamwa haba mabakunu di kabatu bama yini china chama yinchi nito. Mbanga nyibadi bama yini china chama yinchi kampanda. Chibu yini bonsu bakunu di. Buwe umukolele kumuferme, urimuma yini chine chamaa yin chini. Ndimvuluka ni inkadi, munu anuano bishi, shibunyi chana na biyamu chine chamaa yi. Umushindu wani, ndimuma nye bimpe chidi chine chamaa yi.
Preached out in a country where you, in a brush harbor where you'd have a big pitcher full of cistern water sitting there out of the rain, you know, and it kind of got a little old, and then the bugs at night time would get into it. And so I know what cistern water is.
Nkadi muyishi ishe mumiso ku yakuncham. Mukachitanda ka michimilambila ku muvu mwakwikala ni mbidika mune na mule tenteni maya china muteka mwabawu masuna mvula. Ndiba manya. Nenku akavumenze matukundambu. Nenku bishi ishi meba bufu kwa u ifu mwakubwela mu. Hana nku memendi mwanyi chidi maya muchina.
A cistern is a place, a thing that's dug in the ground to take the place of a well. And where people doesn't have a well, then they get a cistern.
China mwaba nchintu chumbula mubuloba. Mwakwangata mwaba wa mushimi. Mwabu di bantu kabaini mushimi to, nengkuba di benze china chamai.
In other words, a cistern is a man-made tank. Or a man-made well in the ground. That man dig out to catch the water, to use it.
Munga kuli mukwabu, chine chamayi ntanki mwenza kudibantu. Anyi mushimi mwenza kudibantu mubuloba, urimuntu mumbula, bwa kukeleke jamayi, bwa kwenza na umudimu.
Some of them use it for wash water, and some use it for drinking water, and different way, maybe all the water sometime that we used to get was on a cistern.
Bamwe bantu, batuba wawa hambidi. Nibuka wubenze na umudimu buma ya kunwa. Ni amishindu mishile shilanga na hamuaha. Mayu onsu misangu mikuwabu, atuba tuheta hachibijilu, avuwa muchini.
Used to have an old thing that had to wind around, 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 to get the water up, had little buckets on it, to pump the water out of the cistern.
tufani chibi jilu chakwe kala ni chilu miyana chichakala chivo chikengala kunyongulula 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 boku bandisha mai kufo tumbeke chituke situ suiki laku boku hatu ilaku mai mchina ni mpompi.
Well, we notice one thing about a cistern. It's different from a well. Now, a cistern will get empty. The cistern cannot fill itself. It's not reliable.
Turi tumona chintu chimwe chiri chifile dishilangana hanka cha chine cha mayi ni mushimi. Mpindewu, chine cha mayi chidi mwakushala munda mutu. China kachene mwakuju uwila nka ya chito. Chidi kachene cha diye mene to.
You can't rely upon a cistern. It has to rely and depend upon the rains that fall in the summer or in the winter, whatever it is, usually in the winter time. When the snow and rain comes, then it runs the water off into the cistern.
Kwene mwakuye mene chine cha mayi to. Chidi chochini cha kweye mene ni kulala nukumvula ili imata mumuvu wa luya anyi mumuvu wa mashika. Chosi di kwa hachibwa. Hachibijilu, mchikondo cha mumuvu wa mashika, hajineji ni mvule bimata, dibadi bibitu wala mayi muchinamu.
And if it doesn't get that water, then you don't have any water. It's all dries up. And it can't refill itself. The old cistern cannot refill itself. It gets its filling from the rains that falls.
Nengkuchochika chichi heta maa ya uto. Nengkukanwena, kerenu heta maa ito. Onsu wakadi, adi uuma. Nengkachena mwakuju uwi lang kabidinka ya chito. Chine chakalachi, kachena mwakuju uwi lang kabidinka ya chito. Tidichu uleku, kumaa ya mvula adi ahwekamu.
And I want you to notice another thing about a cistern. Usually, you find, or where it was at our place, a cistern, usually the barn's about twice the size of the house, and they usually run the water off the barn to the cistern.
Nenkundiji inga bwa numwane chukobu chintuwa bidibitangile chine chamayi. Hachibijilu, uji usangana, anyi mshindu fabikuwe tukumbelu, chine chamayi, hachibijilu, dieba ditujine na kuhitanzubu misangu mito na ashiku ibidi. Nenkuba tu hachibijilu bakelekesha mayi kujieba aku, ayato ni kuchina achi.
I remember that old cistern well out there when the drain pipes rushing into off the barn.
Ndivuluka bimpa chine cha mai cha kala kuntu kwa ka havamikelekeji ibweja mu mai. Yo ihai afumile kudieba.
It fills from the barn, so then the water is carried from the roof of the barn where all the animals stepping around through the stable yard and all the filth of the barnyard settles on top of the barn in dry times, and then the water comes and washes it all down off the roof into a trough that's man-made, then into a man-made spout, and then into a man-made cistern.
Tidichula ni maya kudieba. Hananku mayi makelekeja afumaku musaka wadieba. Kuvanyema yonso ive yungulukile mubula buachiku mbiamu nibukoye bonsu wa mubula buadieba mbuso mbokulu kwa dieba aku mubikondo biamushihu. Nenkumayi adialua abibombolo jabionso kumusakaku abibweje mchino inu chenze kudimuntu. Hashisha mukamulonda kenze kudimuntu. Hashisha mchino chamayi chenze kudimuntu.
If you haven't got a mess, I don't know what you got when you got a cistern. Yes, sir. It's all man-made and just as dirty as it can be.
Nenkuhani ukalakanu inibukoya, chenu mayinu chino jinachito, hanu jinichine chamayi, eyosu mukalenga. Byonsu mbyenze kudimuntu, binabi nibukoya buweba buwanko yolola.
You know, we had a filter rag on one. Did you ever know what that was? Had to put a filter rag on it to catch all the bugs and things that come off the top of the barn and all around the place and pour it out from one place to the other into the cistern. And
Nudibamanya, tuwini chibijilu chakubikila, tuwini mukusu wakutata nao musuikilaku. Nutukubamanya ni chivu nchinchinach. Tuwini chibijilu chakuteka uhu mukusu wakutata nao. Wakukwata bishish ni bintu byonsu bidibufumine kumusonga wadiebaku. Nekunyo ngulikili yonso wa mwabawo. Bia uhongolele kumushemu kwa tuma mwabu mkwabu. Akabwele mchina chama yamu.
We used to put a filter rag on it to catch all the the scum and stuff that we could. Of course, that wouldn't catch the real dirt. It just caught the big missiles that come down and fell into it.
Nenkutubuni chibijinu chaku teka humukusu wakutata nao. Bwakuku watabionso bitatu tatu. Nibintu bitu mwakuku watabi. Mubusho wabualu. Achika chivu mwakuku watamanya numene dine to. Chivu chuku watanu bintu biabine nebivu biweka bikahona mwabi.
The bug might fall in it, but the juice of the bug went on with the water. So you really had a mess when you had an old dirty cistern.
Chishishi chivu chifu aine kuku achika mu. Kadimu sonju wa chishisha u voutu unuka uhitani mai. Hana anku, nufwa nunibukoye buwetu wabushuwebu. Hanu wane chine cha manyanu chakala.
In a few days you let that water stand there and it becomes stagnated. You let the water stand the cistern, it becomes stagnated. And it gets full of frogs and lizards and snakes and we used to call it wiggle tails.
Mumatu kumakesa, nulekele mai ya umime na muaba u. Nenkuwa shalamate ngebela, hana junekele mai mime na muchina, aria shalamate ngebela. Nenkuwa rea shalamula tenta ni ndimba, ni misodia, ni nyoka, nenkutuwa ni chibijulu chakubibikila ni tubifuba.
Little bitty, I don't know where they're, not a parasite, they're, I don't know what you call them, but some little thing gets in the water that, we call it wiggle tail.
Tukesa menemena, nchena mamaya ni, kinkishi to tutu, Nchana pete mshindu wa, nchana manyemunu tunuenu bafuwa ina kutubikile to. Kadi, kantu kakesa kampanda, kabwele mama yao, tutubotwe tutubikile ni ntubivuba.
You know what it is? How many knows what I'm talking about? Why, sure, all you country folks know. Gets it all full of stagnation. And then these lovers of stagnation comes with it.
Nutubamanya chiditu. Mbanga njibadubamanya bindi ngambabi. Kamonas. Nwenu bonsu bene kumisoku ni dibamanya. Bia vwija wonsu matengebele, ni hashisha, ebi bitubinanga ditengebele jama yabi bilonadi.
It just actually comes because it's stagnated. And because it's stagnated, it draws the animal there that likes stagnated things.
Bidenu bilo chabushu, bwalu mashala matengebele. Nibumu di matengebele, adia kukanyama utu hende munanga mai matengebele au.
That's a whole lot like our churches today. I think that we have left one of the great sins that the church has done today, just like Israel then. It left him the fountain of living water and has hewed themselves out man-made cisterns.
Nenkuwaji sinchifana na bikole mene mene ni ekeleze yetuwe ilelu. Ngelemezi ni tuwale kedi umuwaku mpeka tumine ni ekeleze ya muenze lelu ewu. Anubuhizi lele mene mene mchukondu wachi, mimulekele yeye, mpukulu wa maya jini moi. Kadimidi umbu ile bine bia mai, bienza kudibantu.
And it become a habitation of everything that loves that kind of water. Lizards, frogs, and all kinds of unclean germs live in it. Because it's a man-made tank. And in this tank, these things stay. A perfect example of our denominational today.
Nenku ikalimisha la chisombe di cha chintu chonzo chichinanga maya mshindu au. Misodia, ndimba, ni mshindu yonso ya twish tu abukoya, mbisombe lamu, bwalu ntanki mwenze kudimuntu. Nenku muntanki emu, mudibinto ibisombe la. Chile zili chuhanga na cha mangumbe itulelwe u.
Now you say, Brother Branham, why do you strike at those people so hard? It ought to be struck at. It's got to be struck at. Flee it, because it will finally form the mark of the beast.
Mpindie u, mujuwamba, mwane tuburanama, buachinyuwe u tututa bantu abu bisusi bikola nankwao. Bivoni bikengele kuchituta. Bivoni bikengele kuchituta. Chinye mayi. Bwalu ndekelu wabionsu, ni chenze chimanyinu chanyama walonji.
Remember, that is the truth. It will be the mark of the beast. Denomination will lead right to it. It's on its road right there now to force by power.
Vuluka ini achimbulele la. Nechikale chima inu chanyama walonji. Di ngumba kidi alombo la buludi to ni kucho chachi. Didi munji le ditangila kuhatu ditoa kulanga naha. bokwenze jangana kubukola ni bukola kampanda.
Look in the old Roman Empire, that's exactly what led them to that mark of an apostasy. You found out that no man could buy or sell without the mark of the beast. He had to have it.
Tangela imubukalenga bwala bala bwakala bwachena lomo. Cho chachi menemene chakaba lombo leto ni kuchima yinu chadi hambuka. Nutubajandole ni muntu na ashe umwe kavumu wakusumba anyi kusumbisha hawaika yinu chima yinu chanya mawalonji. Vivubi kengalanu yeye mwi kalanachi.
There's only two classes of people be on the earth, those with the seal of God and those with the mark of the beast. Only two classes. So you'll have to have one or the other. It'll be an apostasy, a mark of religion, apostate religion.
Kuri bantu mishindo anu ibidibikala habuloba. Aba bikala ni chitampi chanzambi, ni aba bikala ni chimanyinu chanyama walonji. Mishindo anu ibidi. Hana ankune bikengele wikala aini echi, aini chikwabu. Nechi kala dihambuka. Chimanyinu chantendelelu, ntendelelu muhambuka.
And it's going to have an image unto the beast. And as we study, we find out that Rome was, is, and always will be the maw of the beast. Exactly, there's no way to get anything else. Rome.
Nenku naikale ni chimfuanyi chanyama walonji. Hatu ditulonga, turitujandule ni lomu kiuvwa, udi ne wikale misangu yonsu, chimanyinu chanyama walonji. Mene mene, kama na mushindu wakuchumvo mushindu mkwa abunansha, lomo.
And what did Rome do was converted from pagan Rome onto papal Rome and organized the system, a universal system that forced everybody to that one religion or be put to death.
Nenku lomo wakenze chinyi, wakanda muka, kumuka kulomo wachimpanganu, kushala lomo wachipapa. Ni wakalongo lola ndongo lwelu wabula babujima. Uwe wenzeja bantu bonsu wakuyabu kuntendelelu umwe helawu anyu kushihi babu.
And it's a strange thing that this United States appears on the scene and it's like a lamb. And a lamb has two small horns, civil and ecclesiastical rights.
Nenkusin chintu chachi kemesha hadi Etats Unis EU umweka muchalu. Nenku mwikale mufanangane ni mwana wa mukoko. Ni mwana wa mukoko henda uji tusengu tukese tubidi. Bukenji bwachene mbula mataji ni bwachene ntendelelu.
And after a while, when that was a lamb, we found out that it spoke then like a dragon. And exercised all the power the dragon had before it.
Kihanyima hachikondu kampanda. Havuachi mwana wa mukoko. Tuetu kujandale ni wakakula hashishabu dragon.
And the Bible tells us that they said, let us make an image unto the beast. An image is something like something else.
Ni Bible udu tuambile ni bakamba ni tuenza hii chinfuanyi chanyama walonji. Chinfuanyi nchintu chifuanana ni chintu chukwabu chachanana.
And we can see it right now that in its apostate condition, the church is forming the world council churches, which is the image to the power of Rome and will force upon the people the same thing that pagan Rome did, or papal Rome did. So there's no other way, no other thing, but that is the truth.
Ekelezi nyeye umunka chumwa dienza sangili wama ekelezi wabula babujima. Urumweka la chimfuwa inchabuko keshibu wa lomo. Naenze jabantu kubukole chintu chimwa chakenze jangana lomo wa chimpanganu ani lomo wa chipapa. Hana anku kakwene mushindu muku wabu nansha kakwene chintu chuku wabu to kadiachi kibulelela.
That's why I'm striking it in my age and my time. Because it's got to be struck at. The call coming to come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins.
Nenku kibolu kaindi nchi tutabisu sumu chanyi chikondu, mwanyi matuku. Bolu bidibi kengela nukuchi tutabisu su. Dibi kila kulwadi diani, hatuka imu nkachu muende, nwenu bantu banyi. Bwakanu ke di nwalo kwi kele baba nyanga nyi bampe katu yende.
Now, I'm liking that to these dirty, filthy cisterns. He is the fountain of life. He is the living waters. And man leave that and dig for themselves cisterns, which can only catch the filth. That's the only thing it can catch.
Mpindeu, memendin for nikise cho chachini bine bia mai, bia manyanu, bia buko yebi. Yeye kim pokolua moi. Yeye kimaya dini moi. Kadibantu badiba shiachi, bayakadi umbuile bine. Bili mwa kukwata nubukoya. Ati kichintu chumweli chidi chumwa kukwata.
And that's what denominationalism does. It catches everything that comes along. It wants to join. They're willing to take it in if it's got some money. Or can dress in a certain way. No matter who they are, where they come from, they take them anyhow.
Kichidi chena maungumba chenza. Chidi chikwata chintu chonsu chidi chilua. Chikale chishinga kujila mikaku. Mbaso kuchaki jile momu wamu hadichini mfranga. Anyi mwakwikele ni mvuajili wamu shindu kampanda. Nasha bobu bikele banganyi. Nasha bafumine henyi. Bajanu babangata. Nasha bishi.
Now we find again that this mark of the beast that was formed here, America is number 13. It was born with 13 colonies. It had a flag. It had 13 stars. 13 stripes. And it even appears in Revelations, the 13th chapter.
Mpinje unye utusangana kabijini. Chima inu chanya mawalonji cha kenji bumabe wachi. Amerika uji nomba wa dikumini isatu. Wakale dibo ni matunga makese dikumini isatu. Uvoni di bendele dikale ni mishtotu dikumini isatu. Tusho ni dikumini tusatu. Mwina umwikele uhatuka ni mubu wakabulu iwa nshapita wa dikumini muisatu.
And America has always been a woman represented on our coins. Even the Indian head on a penny is a woman's profile. We know that. Know the history of it.
Ni America mwine utimisangu yonso anu mukaj. Mulezi buhabi njanja bietu bian frang. Nanshe mutu wa Indian hachi njanja cha santima ndu sekele wa mpala wa muntu mukaj. Tutu bamanyachi. Bamanya buwalu bulonda buwacho chachi.
Everything, the Liberty Bell and everything, yeah, the Liberty, Statue of Liberty is everything a woman. A woman number 13. See? Now, it's beautiful to see those things.
Bionso, mwanga wa budishikamini, nabintubikuwa bionso, budishikamini, luhi ingulo wa budishikamini, bionso, bidyanu muntu mukaj, mukaj, nomba dikumini isatu, nomu nwanyi. Mpindeu, bidi bilenga be wakumale bintu abi.
And now I have predicted by a revelation from God or a vision in 1933 that seven things would happen before the end time.
Nenkumpindeu, ndi mudi anzila kwamba kudibulule dia kudinzambi anyi chikene kumwane cha mochinu nunga machite makumia satini isatu. Ne bintu mwanda motega tenabi enzeka kumpala kwa chukondu cha kunshikijilu.
And one of them that Mussolini, who was then becoming dictator, he would become dictator, and also you'd make an invasion and go down to Ethiopia and would take Ethiopia. In the spirit it said, he shall fall at his step.
Nenkubinabi, chimachakubiobi, chivoni Mussolini, ye mwina vwenda ushala fumwa chimbambila. Ni ashala fumwa chimbambila. Nikabidi, ne buchikilangana ni nia uweka to ni mwe Ethiopia. Nia kwata Ethiopia. Kinyuma kwamba ini, nia dishindu kumaka senda.
I wonder if these any old timers still left in a tabernacle. Remember me saying that in the Redmond's Hall down here when we preached many, many years ago.
Ndindi konke ni nkushala kunashe umu waku bantu bakala ba mu tabernacle mu. Uri mu vulukani meme ngakamba na nkwa u mu Redmond's Hall. Kuinsheku hatu akayisha. Kukadibidi mu byabunyi, byabunyi mene mene.
Is there one in the building tonight that's left from down there, the old Redmond's Hall, when I preached that, when they had the NRA out, way back in time of Roosevelt's first term?
Kudiku nashe uma munzu bwe mudilo lwedi, uri mushala waku bava kuntu kwa kaku Redmond's Hall. Hanga kayisha cho chachi, haka hatulabu NRA, muchikondo cha chungu cha kumpala cha bukalenga bwa Roosevelt.
I guess there's not a one in here. Is there one? Yeah, one. There's one. Yes, Miss Wilson. I remember her. My wife sitting in the back. Two left out of the old generation of those in that day.
Ngele mejini kakwene muntu na shumwa munde muto. Kudiku na shumwa anyi. Eyo, umwehela. Kudiku umwehela, eyo. Mandam Wilson. Ndi mumuvuloka. Muka janyi, musomba hanyi mahaha. Babidi mbadi bashala, haluko ngulujima lwa kala lwa bobo wabu mditu kwadi.
That when they said this NRA was the mark of the beast, I said nothing to it, not at all. The mark of the beast don't come here, it comes out of Rome. And it can't be the mark of the beast.
Ni hakamba boni NRA, ewe ki ufwa chimanyinu chanye mwalonji, mime kwa mbani, kantu nanshaka mwakinka tangila chito, nanshaka kesa, chimanyinu chanye mwalonji, kachane chiluile munemu to, chilichi hatukile mulomo, ne kwa atika chene kumwa kwikele chimanyinu chanye mwalonji to.
And I remember that these things are said Adolf Hitler would come to a mysterious end. And he would declare war on the United States and they'd build a great concrete thing that they'd even live in it.
Nenkumpindia unufuluke ni bintu ebibia kambi ibua. Nga kambani Adolf Hitler. Nia figa kunde kelu waka yu unfu ikato. Nia ini abunde Etats-Unis mvita. Nibafoba lo kwasa chintu chinene cha nshamenda.
And right there, the Americans would take a horrible beating at this, and it was the Siegfried Line, 11 years before it was ever started to be built. And then said, but he would come to an end, and the states would win the war.
Ni anumuinamu, bena Amerika papa tuchikamu bienzeni bowa, kuchochech. Nengichibo lumbu lwa Siegfried Line. Bidimudiku minichimu akumpalo kwa lolu kubanga kuiba kibolu. Kiashisha meme kwamba ni kadi uvu ukafika kunde keluenda na kwa Etats-Unis ni achimune mvitai.
And then said that there's three isms, Nazism, fascism, and communism. And I said they'll all wind up in communism. Russia will take it all in communism.
Na kuhashisha kwamba ni kuditusumbu tusatu, Nazism, fascism, ni communism. Nikumeme kwa mbani, tonso ni tukajikila mu communism. Rusini angata tonso atu mu communism.
And I said then, science is going to be so great, man's going to get so smart till he invents so many things, until he's going to make an automobile that looks like an egg. It'll have like a glass top on it, and it'll be controlled by some other power than a steering wheel. And they've got the car.
Kimeme kwa mbani, hashisha maluwa mama nyani ya shala mama nina menemene. Muntu na ikale ni meji matambo kutwa mshindu wa wenza bintu bya bunyi toni kudienza bya mashini mikale ni mwene kilu wadiyi. Ikale ni chintu bulu mwenu lwa kulu kwa waku. Na ikale makontuna na kudibukole buku wa bukampanda kachi hii enda to. Karisi bakaji baheta mashini minao.
And I said then the morals of our women is going to fall in such a degraded thing to go be a disgrace to all nations.
Kimeme kwamba ni hashisha nsombelu wabakaji betu ni ahweka mushindu wa bintu bya chihanshi mushindu wa ni nebikale chintu cha bundu be kudimatunga wonso.
They're going to wear man's clothes. They're going to keep taking off their clothes till actually they come down like they got their underneath clothes on. That's all. And finally they'll come to wearing just a fig leaf.
Niba vwale bilamba bya baluma. Niba tungunuke ni kuenda kumusha bia bubila amba to ni mwushu wabu wabu aluha ya buka fika kudi huweka jamilongu bienza bubafu wale bila amba bia mwishi kwa jiki. Nenku kumana niba kafika to ni kudi wala nudibeji jetu jamfikiedi.
And if you notice in last month's Life magazine they had the woman with the fig leaves on. And that's the new evening frock or gown what they wear of the evening.
Nenkunene baso kumona muchikanda kanda cha life cha ngondu wa shadiehu bafabaha tulemuka jimuvu wala mabe jamfigi. Nenkukicho cha achi nkanzu wako ibamu lolu. Anyi nkanzu wamule mula bidibanto bafu wale di lolu.
transparent, can see through it. On the fig leaves just hides a certain spot of her body. With strapless or strapped, unstrapped bathing suits, the top of it, exposed body. And how that those things has happened.
Mwikele lumwenu, umwene katoni di amomwa. Anamebe janfige toa chana na soko kakaba kampanda kamubidi wend. Mwikele nikalamba ka joela na ku kakaini mampinda, aindi mpinda, kakaini mampinda, chakumutu, mubidi buash.
Then I said, I seen a woman standing in the United States like a great queen or something. And she was beautiful to look at, but wicked in her heart. And she made the nation step, go at her step.
Kikwenza je iditunga bwa George kwenda mudikas. Bwa kulonda didikasa dienda yei.
But I said, finally he told me to look back east again. And when I did, I seen look like as was the world had exploded. As far as I could see was nothing but sticks and smoldering rocks have been blown up out of the earth.
Hashisha mema kwamba ni kunde kelu. Kee kungambile bwa kutangile chake bidi hanyi mkuwesete. Nenguanga katangile mema kumona bienza bu. Mushindo vabi buloba vobo tuta diku bokuba nkuto ne kula konsu kuvo makumona kakubo chinga chintu to anubitu habi amichi ni mbwebwe ivamishale yende yoshika kakese kakesa yi ikavo mitai kamijoma kama buloba.
And these were to happen before the end of the world. And five of the seven has already happened in 33 years. There we are. Back to the end time.
Nibine bibi vuni cha kwenzeka kumpala kwa nshiki jilu wabuloba. Nenkubitanu hamwanda mutekete bikadi bimena kwenzeka. Munda mwabidi mwakumiasatu nibisatu. Kite tuabus. Balu kile kuchukondu cha kunshiki jilu.
And I spoke against that denominational system right then. And I still believe tonight that it's a cesspool. That it's a place where the filth run into it.
Kimema kwa kula ndwi shangana ni ndongo lelu wachena maungumba nuhi na huu. Nenchidingi tabuji jilolwe dini, nchine chabu chafu, ni mwaba udibukoye bukabuela.
I can't believe that God would ever take such a thing in His church because it's got to be born of the Spirit of God and it cleansed before it can be called His. The mystical body of Christ, we are baptized into it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Nchene mwa kuita buja kuni nzambi mufwa inakuanga te chintu buna nkwa umwekeleze wenda to. Bwalubi kengele chile dibo kunyuma wa nzambi. Ni hashishe chikezu dibo kumpalo kwa kubiki dibo wachi ni nchenda yeye. Mubini musoka mewakilisto. Tudibabati jibo muwowu kudibatize janyuma mwimpu.
Yes, this cistern system is certainly a perfect example of denomination. A wise man or to look and never to go into it, for God has proved through the ages that He's against it and never did work with it.
Eyo, eyo ndongolelu wa china cha mai, ulichabushu wa chile jili chuhuanga na cha dingumba. Muntu walu ngenyi bifubi kengela kutangila yi, buwakabwedi kumuomuto. Walu nzambi mujadi ke munda mwabikondu buwani yeya, uvo uluishanga na nadi, nekatuku mwanji kukwata nadi mudimuto.
Any group, any time a man raised up with a message, like Luther, Wesley, or so forth, and Smith and Calvin, and them, when they started the organization, God laid the thing on the shelf and never did visit it again in a revival.
Musumba wansweu, diba Johnson diba muntu juke ni mukenj, bumbo Luther, Wesley ni bakwab, ni Smith, ni Calvin ni bakwab. Havavuba banga bulongolo di, Nzambi wanga tachinta kanyachi ucheyeka muditumba. Kayiku mwakumwele disuka bidi muditabuluja to.
Look through history. There has never been a time that God ever took a denomination and made a revival out of it. Nowhere.
Tangila imumalu malonda. Kakutu kwanju kula musangu ukadi kunzambi mwanga tadingumba. Mweze ditabuluja kujoja adito. Mwabanashe umwe.
Then through history and by the Bible proves that it's a filthy thing in the sight of God. so I don't want nothing to do with it. And that's why I'm against them, trying to get the people out of it.
Hashish, mumalumalonda wonsu ni kubibla, bidibi jadiki ibuani, nchintu chabukoye kumpala kwa nzambi. Hana unkumeme nchene musu kwikala nachi bualuto. Nenguki buachini, ndimbe ngangana nachi, ndintete buakotula mubantu.
We are invited, like in Israel, so is it now, to look to Israel for examples. They, as long as they stayed with that fountain, they were all right. But when they got to hewing themselves cisterns, man-made systems, then God left them flat. He'll do us the same.
Tulibabiki di bwa bumwaka di muizalela. Kimu di bika bimpindye u bwa kwekala batangele izalela bwa bilejilu. Bobu misangu yonsu yivu buba shale ni mpokolwa u bavonu bimp. Kadi hakadi tobwanu mudidi umbu ile bine bia mai. Ndongo lulu mienze kudibantu. Di badi nzambi vwa uba shihanshi.
They have forsook him, the fountain of living water. That was the complaints that God had against them. To make something they could say, you see what we have done.
Mbamulekele yeye, mpokolu wa maya jinimoyi, au kimeye vanzambi ubajula nao. Bwakwenza buchintu chidibubofwa inakuambani. Nwamo ni chitu ditwetu benzas.
Now, in the time of the travel of Moses, when God by grace had given them a prophet, had given them a pillar of fire to go before them, had vindicated it by signs and wonders, grace had provided all these things, Israel still wanted Saul law. They refused grace to take law.
Mpindyeu muchikondu cha lwendu lwa Mose, havonzambi kungas, mubahamu prophet. Mubaha di kunjidi akahye bwa kwikala didi ye kumpala kuwabu. Mushindika diyo di adi kubimanyinu ni malu wa kukema. Ngasa kiwaka file bintu bionswebi. Izlele yeye uchivu ujinga umwana ni mikenji. Baka benga ngasa bwa kwa ngatabu mikenji.
That's exactly what the people does today. They refuse the word to take a denominational system. Because in that they can do what they want to and get by with it. But you can't do it in Christ. You've got to come clean and clear in order to be in Christ.
Kicho chachi mene mene chidibantu benzele lwe uo. Badiba benge diyi wakwanga tandongo lwe luwa chene mangumba. Walumu muamu mudibu mwa kwenze chonso chidibubaswa kaba iba nyokibwa. Kadi kwene mwa kuchenze mukilisto to. Bikengele ulo mwikele mukezu kani mutoka wakwikele mukilisto.
Leaving the artesian well for a man-made system or cistern. Could you imagine someone doing that? Could you imagine the mental conditions of a person that could drink at a fresh artesian well and would leave that for a man-made cistern with frogs and lizards and wiggle tails and everything else in it?
Bashiye mushimi wa maya kazeze, bwandongo lwelu anyichine cha mai chenze kudimuntu. Nudik bo fwa inekudi fwa inekizile muntu wenze china chany. Nudik bo fwa inekudi fwa inekizile nike jiru wa mutu wa muntu. Ujini mushindu wa kuno kumushimi wa mai ya chashima akazeza. Kari uji inga kushie china achi. Boku yakano kuchine cha mai chenze kudi muntu. Chikale ni ndimbe, ni misode, ni tubi vuba, ni biko vubionsu muntu amu.
It don't seem even sensibly to be right. But that's just exactly what the people has done. They've left the word, the true fountain of God's source and power, to drink out of cisterns and make themselves cisterns. Same as they did then, they have done it now.
Kachene chumvwege na ashibu cha meji ni chikumba na to. Kadiki chua cha chimene mene chidibantu benza. Mbashi ye diyi, mpokolo mulele la wansulu wabukola buwanzambi. Bwaku yakano kubin. Nekudia enzele bin. Chintu chimochimo cha kenza buhinahu.
He said they've left me here. He said here in Jeremiah 2 and 14 or 13 rather. He said they have left me, the fountain of living water.
Badibamba ye wakambani mbandekele mema kiye ye wudimwambe u muyele miye ibidi dikumini na ye mu aindikumini satu muamusuwe ye ni mbande kile mema mpokulu wa maya jini moyi.
Now we see what a cistern is. We see what it catches. We see how it's made. It's a man-made thing. It comes off of a dirty roof.
Mpindeu turi tumone chidichine cha mai. Turi tumone chidichichi kwata. Turi tumone mushindu uribube chenze. Nchintu chenze kuri muntu chifumine kumusaka wa manyanu.
The water that falls down hits on a dirty roof and it only washes the roof off, puts it down through a man-made trough, through a man-made spout into a man-made tank.
Mai aja matahansh amachilha musaka wa manyanu. Adiwawa no sukula musakao. Aweka shabintu wabi mchini wenu chenze kudi muntu. Ahichile mukamu londa kenze kudi muntu. Akabwele muntanki mwenze kudi muntu.
And all the filth gathers in there, and the germs, and the lizards and frogs and things of the land like that.
Nenkubukwa yabuonso, burubuka kuungwile muntu amu. Nituishi, nimisoja, nindimba, nibintu bia hanshi, mushindu au.
And notice, they are the unclean animal. Wiggletail stagnated. A wiggletail can't live in clear water. If it does, it kills him. He's got to be in the stagnation.
Nenkumonayi, nyama ya bukoya, tubivuba, mumai matenge belamu. Kachi vubaka kene moku sombele mumai matoka to. Koku ka sombele mu adiaka shiha. Dikengalaka sombele mumai matengebele.
And that's the way it is with a lot of these parasites today. You can't live in the fresh water of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason they're so firmly against the Word. And say it contradicts itself, there's nothing to it. It's because they have to have some kind of a stagnated pool to wiggle in. Right?
Nengu kemu dibini tuishi tuabunye tulelewe u. Kuyimua kusombele mumai matala la nyumo muimpato. Kibu achinyu bobu badibo luishangana nukashe ndende ni diyi. Bambani, didinyo didine diamba malu abengangana. Kajane ni bualu buandolu to. Mbualu bidibibake engele kwikele ni tijiba jibacha. Mushindu kampanda cha maya matengebela. Bua kwikele bubadinyo ondela mu. Nchabusho wa.
That's the same way it is with frogs. And with lizards, and with tadpoles, and such as that, they've got to get around the swamp or the stagnated pool to live. For it's their nature to live there. And you can't change the animal till you change its nature.
Mushindu mwawu dibini ndimba nimi soja nibivu ba. Dibintu ya mushindu wawu. Bikengelebi ya kenyungulu kila kuchisense anyi kuchijiba jiba chama ya matengebele. Bwakwikele ni moi. Bwalu au kiwabu ngike jilu mwakusombele momu amu. Nikukwena mwakushintu lula nyama, kuyimushintu lula ngike jilu wenda to.
And you cannot make a man see the word of God till his nature's been changed. And when his nature is changed from what he is to a son of God, and the Holy Spirit comes into him, the Holy Spirit wrote the word of God.
Nenkukwene mwakufikisha muntu kudimwa na didi ya nzambi hikala ngeke jiluwenda kaya mushintu luka to. Nenkukwene ngeke jiluwenda mushintu luka mumu kukuchidi yachi muye kumwana wa nzambi ni nyuma mwimpa mubwele munda mwenda. Nyuma mwimpa sikiwudi mufunda didi ya nzambi.
Today I was talking with my good friend Dr. Lee Vail, who's present now. And he's quite a theologian. And so we usually have some pretty good discussions on the scripture. Very smart.
Lelu e umvonyi kilangana ni mulunda wanyi mwimpe, Dr. Lee Vail. Udimuwa be umpinde umen. Waboli yeye mwene teoloji. Hana angu tutuhachibijilu tukukangana kunenda ndambu. Ndambu mushindu mwimpe be hamifundu. Ujini meji matobe.
And he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. Was it speaking in tongues? It's been many years ago. I said, no. Can you see that?
He said,
though I've been taught that. He said, what would you think would be evidence? I said the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. And so we got talking on that.
Yeyeni nasheme mahany. Wambani nashemu di bini kicha kandonge shabu. Yeyeni nchinichi udi hebo mufwa ino kwele meji ni kichilej. Memani chileji cha chitambo kwe kala chihuanga na chinji mwa kwele meji ndinanga. Kitwe tukuditwa mumu yiki habolo abu.
Then I thought that sounded pretty good, so just help that if a man's got love. But one day the Lord, in a vision, straightened me out.
Nenkudi badi mvwende ambajele ni achi kichiva chumvwika kuchimpa mumu shinduwa ni kimema kushala ni mukwata kuchani muntu ye mwikale ni dinanga. Karidinga di tuku mukalenga muchikena kumona kundongolo lai.
And he said that the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the word. Neither love nor speaking in tongues, but receiving the word.
Kiyeye kwamba ni chileji chanyuma chivuwa ngabe bafumwa kwa kijile di. Kachi nindi nanga nindi akulaja mumi akuluto. Kadi indi akijile di adiyi.
And then Dr. Vail was saying to me that that is scriptural. He said because in John 14, Jesus said, when He, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, He will reveal these things to you that I've taught you and will show you things to come. So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Nenkuhashishe Dr. Vail vungambile ni achikicha mwimi fundu wambani buwal muyone dikumini inai. Yesu mwambani nyuma mwimpa halo ihambidi henu yena anubulu ila malwa andi mema munu longesha. Ninanu leje malwa chivuavwa. Hana angukiti leje chishuwashu wala chanyima mwimpa ncho chachi.
He's never told me anything wrong yet. That it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost is he who can believe the word. If you can receive it.
Katumwaji kungambile kuchintu kampanda cha mafito. Nenku chileji chanyuma mwimpa chijini. E ujimu wakuita buje diyi. We ujimu wakuti akidila.
Because Jesus never said when the Holy Ghost has come, you'll speak with tongues. Amen. He never said the Holy Ghost come, you'll do any of those things. But He said, He will take these things of mine and show them to you. Amen. And will show you things that is to come.
Bwalu, Yesu katumwamba kuni, nyuma mwimpa halo yi, nino wakule mumia kuluto. Katumwamba kuni, halo nyuma mwimpa, nino enza ninchi chakubintu abito. Kariye wakamba ni, ye ni angata bintu bianyebi, ni nanuleja bi, ni nanuleja malu achivavwa.
So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost according to Jesus himself.
Amen. Hana anku kichileji chanyuma mwimpa chishuwa shuwala nchachi, bilonda shile Yesu ye mwini.
So all these sensations and things that people have and still live on, you can see why they do it.
Hana anku masaluka wonswa ni bintu bidibantu bahetebi, ni bichidibuano ni moi kubiyo biebi, nudimuwa kumwana ni mbuachini badiba bienza.
See, it becomes a denomination or stagnated pool. And there will never be a denomination made upon the perfect word of God. It can't do it because you can't nominate or denominate God. No, sir.
Nwamonus, chiliti shale di ngumba. Anyi tijiba jiba chamayi matengebela. Nikoku kuine kakwa adia kwikela kudi ngumba denza ni didi ya nzambi juhuanga na to. Kaja na mwaku chenza kuto. Walu kwena mwaku vwija nzambi chintu chini kadina anyi di ngumba na ansha. To mkalenga.
The reason it is, you get a bunch of men who can believe the word. Let them start an organization. The first thing you know, in a year's time, there's a bunch of rickies in there that you couldn't do nothing with. They got a hole and you can't do nothing about it. It's not God's system. It isn't.
Kabingila kadine, nijinu heta musumbo wabantu badi mwakuita buje di. Nubalekele babanga bulongolo di. Katanchaka, mchini mchimwehele naka mukadi musumbo wabari ki bui nchanana. Muntu amu. Kanu chini chini jibafuwa ina kwenza nabuto. Bakadi baku ataku, nengu kanu chini mshindu wa kwenza ninchi ninchi nyabu alu abuto. Au kindongole luanzambi to. Kinyeye to.
So we know that that things out and becomes a sister. And it becomes a place where each one will compromise on this, that, or the other to get members in there. Or let people come in.
Hananku, turitumaini chintu achi chitikulu seka. tiditishala china. Ne tiditishala mwaba udi muntu ni muntu mwikele uje chibanga. Hachikan pande, chikan sanga, chikan keng. Buwa kwikele kubweja mubidimba, anyi kufuja mubantu.
We find out this system started one time back in the Israelite days when they're digging these cisterns. And there was a man and a bunch of Pharisees who had dug some cisterns. And they had a man named Herod. And he was a proclamator, governor of the state.
Tutu jandulani, ndongo lwelwe wakabanga musangu kampanda, kalakale mumatu kwa bene izalela, chikondo chivobobumbule bine bine ebi. Nenku, kwa muntu ni musumba wabafalesa, bobobumbule bine kampanda, nenku bavani muntu jine dienda elode. Yeye u, umumanyishua hatoka, nguven waditu ngadi.
And he come down to hear a man that didn't fool with their denominations. He was a prophet. And no prophet ever had anything to do with the denomination but hated it.
Amen.
This prophet began to say, don't you begin to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you that God's able these stones to rise children of Abraham.
Mu profeta okubanga kwamba ni kanu ikajino abanga kudiambile munda moyo wamu ni tujini Abrahama butatu wetu to bwalu ndi nwambile ni kumabwa nzambe jini bukole bwa kujujila Abrahama bana.
And they brought out a dignitary to hear him, and this dignitary had took his brother's wife away from him and married her.
Kibobu kutwala muntu wakuneme kibobu akulo kumuteleja yi ni mwina muntu wakuneme kibwewu umunyenga mwana bumukaji kari kumusele yeye.
What did that man walk out to his face and say? They thought he would compromise and say, now, sir, you have your nice seat over here, and you are, I'm so glad you're here to hear me today.
Kadimuntua wakahatuka kumpalo kwende kwamba chinyi. Bafobobu bele mejini, niyare chibanga wambani, mpindi ya umukalenga, wewa, sombamon kwa samunifaka uli ahewu, ne nkubibike ngelebwa wewu ku, njini disanka jabuni bumuji mulo kunteleja kulelu wewu.
John walked right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her. Amen. The very first thing he said, he bawled him out for his sin.
Yona kadikuya tamagatamaga toni mwish mwendamu e kwambani. Mikenji ki mnyangi shabo wogo kukali ni mukaja unansha. Chintu cha kumpalampala cha kambe yi. Wakanji kumutandi shabo ampeka tuend.
See, denominations make stagnant pools. Where man can live with women and women can carry on and cut their hair and wear shorts and anything else and call themselves Christians, but a genuine fountain, hallelujah, of the power of God, it can't stay there because it pushes it out.
Nwamonus, maungumba ngadienze bijibe jibibe amaa yi matengebela, mudibantu mwa kwikele benda masanji ni bakaji, nibine bakajabu, badimu wakwenze malu ama chimbu, nikukosan suki yabu, nikufu ala tuhutulu, nibiku abubionsu, kadikuti bigle ni mbene Kristo. Kadimpokolo mushu wa shwala. Aleluya. Wabukola buwanzambi. Atikachene mwakushala muto. Bwalu udi uchisaka uchela hambelu.
I am the fountain of living waters. They left me to dig themselves some cisterns.
Mem kimpokolo wa maya dini moyi. Mbandekele mem. Bwakudumbu ila bubina.
Now a fountain of living water. We find out what is a fountain of living water. We find out what the cistern is. Now, what is a fountain of living water? It's an artesian well.
Mpindeu mpokolo wa maya dini moyi. Muturi tujandula mpokolo wa maya dini moyi nchini. Tuamanyi kujandula chidichine cha mai. Mpindeu mpokolo wa maya dini moyi nchini. Mushimi wa maya kazeza.
An artesian well, what's that, Brother Branham? It's a well that always comes from beneath and pushes its water out. It's flowing all the time. It is self-supporting, always fresh and clean. An artesian well, a fountain of living water.
Mushimi wa maya kazeza kichini china achimwane tubaranam. Mushimi udimisangu yonso anufu mina mwishu mwabuloba na mwikale utumamaya uhambelu. Adia huweke diba Jones. Udiuri tuwala wawu mwine. Ma imika le misangu yonsu ni chashima ni makezuka. Mushmi wa maya kazeza. mpokolo wa maye dini moi.
It's not dead and stagnated, it's living. It's constantly changing. Bringing up something new all the time. Moving on. Coming from its resources.
Ki mafuni matenge beleto adini moyi ashintuluka kumusangu ni kumusangu atwala chintu kampanda chiya chiya diba jonsu atungunuka afumina kunsulu wawu.
It draws its resources from its bed, which is still a fountain of living water spraying up. Self-cleansing. It's clean, pure, clean water. It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill its tank up.
Adini nsulu wawu hanshi hawahu hadihikala numpokolu wa maya dini moyi mikala nuwa hasalale ekuni eku. Adisukulanka yawu mai matoka, makezuka matoka. Udiudi tuwala wawu mwini. Kabini bikengele windi lamvulabu wakuja ntanki wenda to.
It's always a bubbling up. Amen. Gives us water free. You don't have to pump it, wind it, twist it, or join it. It's just a fountain of living waters.
Ujanu ufuku kamisangu yonsu, ufila maya uchanan. Kabini bikengele wikala wako kani mpompi, umunyo ngulula. Umunye ngufula anyu kajila mika kuto. Udianu mpokolu wa mai adinimoi.
You know, you take these old cisterns, you have to crank it and crank it and crank it and pump them and everything to get a little less stagnated water out.
Nuliba manya, hanujunu wanga tabine bikula kajebi. Bike ngala wikala ubiela manuvela, ubiela manuvela, ubiela manuvela. Uko kani mpompi ni biku wabu. Bwakuha tulandambu na kawamina maya matengebelao.
Huh. But a fountain of living water gives it out free without pumping, joining anything else. Oh, I'm glad for that fountain. Amen. Yes, sir.
Kadimpokolo wa maya dini moyi udiwa hatula chanana kaku ibiadiko kani impompi biadi akadilamika anyi chintu chukwa kampanda to ka ndihu ni disanka bwampokolo awuswe eyo smukaleng.
It needs no strainer on it. To take the parasites out. For it's coming so deep down there in the rock until there's no parasites there.
Kena ye dijinga ni katachilu kasa kuto waku kwata twish. Bwalu uriuf mina mwish mene mene mwabuloba mwamwa mulubweba mwamwa mwushindu wa kamuchiyuku twish nansha.
It don't have to have an educational rag hanging on it. That's right. Some worldly made system of man made denominational wisdom to tell you before a psychiatrist whether you're able to preach or not.
Kabiani bikengele ikale ni mukuswa jilonga diatulasa mulembele jakuto. Nchabushwa. Dongolulu kampanda mwenze kudibahabuloba walunga ilwa chena mangumbulu kwa takase kudibantu. Wakukwambile kumpalo kwa ngangaboka wamitu. Ni uli mukumba na mwakuyeshanyi to.
They don't have one of those filthy rags hanging on it. It push it right off as soon as you put it on there. You can't do it.
Yeye kene nanshini umo wakumi kusiyabuko ya imulembele jakuto. Mufuwa inaku sotole jaka mwakuwela nukwaka anuhawu chidi usu ikila kwahu. Kwena wakuchenze to.
That well is bubbling up all the time. You put one of them rags on it, throw it from out of the one side of the other. It don't have no time for a denominational rag on it.
Mushimi awudi ufu kukadiba Jones. Bwe mwakusu ikila ku. Umuwakumi kuswayi, mufuwa ineku sotola. Kuwela nukwaka, kuwelulu seka, anyukulu kwa bulolwa. Kawane niribe ya kusu ikilabu mukuswa chena mangumba to.
You don't need no filter, no strainer, no pumping, no jerking, no nothing else. It's just there bubbling up. It don't have to depend on local rains to fill it up.
Kawane dijinga jaka sengulu, anyikatachilu, anyindiko kani mpompi. Aini jekeja, aini nchinishu kwa buchonsu to. Udianuku, ufukuka nukufukuka. Kawani nibualu buwa kweye mena mvule ya hakaba buwa kuuja to.
Rains are revivals. Where that fountain, that's at that fountain of life, where the carcasses, the eagles will gather.
Mvula mbwena kwamba ni matabuluja. Kudimpokolu wawu, kumpokolu wamo yawu. Mwaba wudi mubidi kiwa disangi shemikanku.
You don't have to pump up a revival. You don't have to pump up nothing. Only thing you have to do is just come to the fountain.
Amen.
It's always full of good fresh water, and there's no end to it. It just keeps on bubbling.
Chintu chimwele chichikukengele kwenza nkuluanu kumpokolu hatuhu. Yeye utoni mule tente ni mai mimp achashima ni kakutuku ndekelu bwende yeye to. Yeye ujufu kukanu kufukuka.
You don't have to quote the sister and say, well, if it rains and washes off the barn, we'll have something to drink. My. Not this, that artesian well spurting forth good cold water all the time.
Kabia nibikengele wewe kuye kuchina cha mai kadi kwamba ni halo kamvula ni kusukula yimusa kawadieba ki hato hete chakunwa. Noma noanyi. Ekelekele, echito. Mushmi wa maya kaze zau, uri uso mpola mai mimpa, matala ladiba John Swedi.
You can depend on it. You don't have to say, well, I'll go to this old cistern we used to drink out of, but it hasn't rained in a long time. I'll tell you, it may be dry.
Uri mwakuwe yemena. Kabini mikengele wewe kwamba ni, nganshu kuja kuchine cha mai cha kalechi, tufuni chibiju cha kukuna mai, karimvula nyeyi, kaichi imilo kakukadi ntantamule, ndi hini kwambile ni chidimuwa kukele chuma to.
That's why some of these man-made systems are. You can go in if you got a big something going on, a big kaboo or selling something, or some kind of a, something going on, a big parties and things going on, bunko games and parties in the basement, everything you might find a full house.
Mushindo wa uki wudi imu ya kundongole limienze kudibantwe yi. Udimu wa kubwelamu, we mwikele ni chintu kampanda cha chine ne chikele chenzek. Musumba mwenene wawu kusumbishile bintu kampanda mumusoko ku anyi chintu cha mushindu kampanda chikele chenzek. Fete minene ni bintu binene kampanda bikele bienzeka. Mana ya mubele ni fete ya munzubu ya mwishi mwabuloba ni bionswabi. Udimu fuwa ine kubiheta nzubu tenta.
But where you go to where that fountain is bubbling up, always the people there getting a good cold drink of water, you can depend on it.
Amen.
Say they haven't had a revival for 10 years. If you live with that fountain, she's always got a revival going on.
Kadi hawudi uyemwaba udi mpokolwa ufukuka misangu yonsu. Bantu badikuntwa kubaheta maya kuna mimp matalala. Urimwa kumwe yemena. Nujuna mbani. Kimba heta litabulushe kukadi bidi mudikumi. We mwikale ni mwoyi kumpoko lwawu. Ye ya unayikala nuni litabulushe diba jonsu.
Like the little Welshman said one time when they had the Welsh revival going on, there's some dignitaries from the States. Some of these great doctors of divinity went over to Wales to find out where and what all this was about.
Kumuwa kamba kalumiana kabaga lwa. Anyi musangu kamba ndo vokukwenza kaditabulushe diya baga lwa. Kwa kalo bantu ba kuneme kibwa kampanda bafumina kwa Etazuni. Bamo ba kuba doktor and divinity aba kuya bumuditunga diagal. Bwa kujandule ni mpenyi hii na hu, ni bivu mbinga nyibi, ni bivu kwa abi.
So they had on their turnaround collars and their plug hats and this walking down the street and here come a little cop along, whirling his little billy club in his hand, a whistling. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down there for cleansing from sin, I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied, glory to His name, walking down the street.
Kiku vala bumitelu ya buyanshin wankolo ayi. Nibifulu biya bubya lutanda. Nengu bubo benda mumusesu. Kikampu nusika kwa wabuka di kenda kaluaka. Kenda kanyololo muchanza kakumbuka kukamatra kiaku. Kenda kimba mumonzoni. Kwa kakunkuruse, kwa kafila musungi di wanyi. Kiku nga kadila bwa kukesudibo kumpe katu. Kiku wakalabi bwa mashiku moyu wanyi. Butumbi kudijina diende. Kendeka weka ni musesu.
So they said, this seems to be a religious man. We'll go ask him. And they said, mister. He said, yes, sir. He said, we are here from the United States. We're a delegation. We come over here to investigate the Welsh revival, so-called.
Kibobu ni. Eu mumwene kibumute ndeleji. Tuyetu kamukonka bi. Kibobu ni mukaleng. Yeni, ye mukaleng. Kiyao kwamba ni, tulibala munemwemu bumu kila kwa Etazuni. Tulika sumbu kejima kaba tumibwa. Tulibala munemu boku kenketa, boku manya, chididita buluja diabaga lua, mudibuba dibikila.
We are doctors of divinity, and we are here to look it over. He said, we want to know where the revival is and where it's held. He said, sir, you have arrived. I am the Welch Revival. The Welch Revival is in me. Here's where it's at.
Twe tutuliba doctor en divinité. Nangu tutuliba lo monemu bokumaini nchini chinachi. Yeni, tutuliba so kumaini ditabuluja di didihenyi. Nimabo mwene wudibuba di enzele mpenyi. Yeni mukalenga nwafiki. Meme ki ditabuluja di abagalua di. Amen. Ditabuluja di abagalua di didimunda mwanyemu. Ki mwabo wudidi disanga nyibo nwewu.
That's the way it is when you live by that fountain of living waters. It's living all the time, bubbling over and over and over and over. There's no end to it.
Kimu shindu di biha wudi ni moyi kumpokalu wa maya di ni moyi. Ye wudi ni moyi di ba jonsu. Ufukuka nukufukuka. Ufukuka nukufukuka. Kene nindekelu wende to.
Now go see if some water, we had a rain here not long ago. That's not it. It's that fountain of living water.
Kumu shabiani. Anjinda kabona bitungu ni mudi mai. Nitulibahete mvula mwabe u kinku anju kune yenga to. Kinga achito. Mpokulu wa maya jini moya u.
As I say, it gives us water free. You don't have to put rags on it. To find out some educational rags before you send him out to preach and see if he spells his words right, speaks them right. If he uses the nouns and pronouns and so forth and adjectives.
Bumundi ngamba, ye ya u dufila maya nda chanana. Kabe nibi kengale wewe kusu ikila kumikusu to. Bwaku jandula, mikusu kampande ya jilonga di atulasa. Kumpala kwa nwenu kumutuma, bwaku ye ikayisha. Kwanju kumwana ni uji wamba jilete ni jilete di amya kuyenda bumu jiyi. Uyishindu muna bilenga, wamba mena ni mihinga nyi, ni bikuabu, ni mileji nyi kadilu.
Many of them don't even know what they are. But he's living at the fountain just the same. So you just say.
Babu nyi kapa tunasha bama yini, mbinga nyi binabito. Kari mwikale ni moi kumpokolu awu, anu mushindu mwamu awu, nwamonus.
It don't have to depend on the local rains to fill it up or the local revivals. For it don't have to do that. For its power and its purity is within itself.
That's
where the word is. Its own power. When a man can receive it in his heart, it's got its purity. It's got its power. It's right in the Word itself. Springs forth to life.
Ki mwaba udidi yi, bukola buwadi, jo didina, hadi muntu mwakuti akitile mumo yu end. Didini bukezuka buwadi, didini bukola buwadi, budian mudi jo didina, butuala moyi.
Israel would get away from it, they'd get in trouble. Every time they got away from it, they got in trouble.
Havo Israel usesuka kudiyi, bababa hetantatu. Misangu yonsu bababa sesuka kudiyi, bababa hetantatu.
Same as we do now. When the revival gets away from that, then it's no good. It digs itself some wells and, or some stagnated cisterns, and there it goes.
Bia momo monibitu di tuenza mpindye u. Hadidita buluja di sesuka kudyo di adi. Nangu kimbi mpakuto. Dididi jumbu ila ndambu wabina nenku, anyi ndambu wabina biyamai matengebela, kidi odidi ya yedidia.
But he always helped them. The murmuring at the Red Sea. Then, when they murmured, yet in all that he had promised, made them a promise. He should have turned them back right there, the way we'd look at it. But he had promised to take them over there.
Kad ye ye uvobo kwa chimisangu yons. Minunga nye kumbu mukunz. Hashisha hakanunga nabu, kadiha abi, mubine bionsu abi, siyeye nwakala ya, mubahamulayi. Nungkuyayi mubahinga janu hii nao, bawetu mushindu wajimu na bualu abu. Kadiyeye, ukavumba layi bawakuyayi nabu, toni diamomwa.
What did he do? Them children of Israel, he furnished them the pillar of fire and everything for vindication, their prophet, and they let him out there to the sea and always his trouble against it.
Yeye wakenze chinyi, bana baize lelabu. Ye wakaba hadi kunji diaka hiya, nibiku wabu bionso. Bune kitishi ndiki, muprofeta wabu. Nikuba lombo labi to nikumbu. Nekumisangu yonso, kutoa ndululu bwa kuchuluisha.
And here come the Pharaoh and his army, and you know what God did? He just opened up that red stagnated cistern. The Dead Sea is the deadest thing in the world. It's really dead, it's stagnated. Nothing can live in it.
Nenku kipalo ni chululu chenda balolu aba. Kajinibwa manye chakenza nzambiani. Wakakangalonu china chichamai makunza matenge bela. Mbu mufu kichin tuchitamba kuikale chifu habulo babushima ha. Mufu anu chabushua. Mutenge bela. Kakwene chin tuchitimwa kuikala muni moi nansha.
And he opened it up and set them free on the other side. He took them to where they wouldn't have to be bound by such a thing as that.
Kie kumukangula ni kubashia badishika mine dia momwa. Eko yena buto ni kumwa bavuka bayi mo kwikala basuki bo kuri chintu buna nkwa buto.
In the wilderness, they found that the tanks could not be depended on. They were dry. Found out they go from one water hole to another.
Muchihela bakajandule ni tanki kayi vomifwa ina kweyemenyi boto. Ivomyuma. Bobo kujandule ni bakavo bumu kakuchina chamai baya kuchukwabu.
When they was in the wilderness, they're starving to death for a drink of water. And they go to this tank over here, a pond. It is dried up. They went to another place. It was dried up. They just couldn't think they was ever going to get a drink.
Havo bumu chihe lahu bakavu bafoni nzala bafoni nyota yamai ya kunwa. Nenku bafomu wakuya kuye untanki aha. Chijiba jiba, chikavu chuma. Baye kumwaba muku wabu, ufumuma. Kama fwa kumwaku dielele mejini, bafwa kumwaku hetama ya kuno to.
And then on the most unlikely place in all the desert, they found the water. It was in a rock. It was in a rock. The most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be in a dry rock in the middle of a desert.
Kihashisha mumu wabo vaka wikuwelele meji muchihele chijimamu kuhetabu mai. Avamulubwebwa. Mwabo duka wikuwelele meji wa muntu mufwaine kuhetamai to. Uvamulubwebwa luma munkechi mwachihela.
But you see, God does things like that. In the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way. That's what we've always had.
Kadinuwa munu zambi utuweza bintu bia mshindu wa u. Mwabudi kawu yikuwelele kumeji to. Mshindu wa habu wa umenemene. Kichitukadi misangu ya abu nyiba heta heta.
They think you have to have a big denomination so together and let them all come together and have a great big milling around and so forth and get thousands to cooperate and all like this to have a revival.
Bobu badi bele meji ni bikengele usangisha mangumba manene kabakamu. Ni kwa sangi se onsu hama ni kwenza musumba munene wa bantu mukunyungulu kila nibi kwabu. Ni kufikisha bantu binunu ni binunu kujikwele mudiboku. Nibi onsu abi mushindu ehu bwa kwete di tabuluja.
Sometimes God takes a little old guy, don't even know his ABCs. And right amongst a bunch of illiterate people that hardly knows the right hand from the left, he can raise up a revival that'll shake the world.
Misanga mi kwabu nzambi utuanga takalumiana kakwabu. Karikaka ikamanyi na shabese to. Mwina wanu munke chimena mwa musumbo wa bantu. Barikaba yabalonga kalasa. Mufuwa ine kuhanga kumanya ni edi di boku kidi abaluma. Ani kidi abakaji. Yehudi mwaku jule di tabuluja di. Kala mwaku nyungu shabula babujima.
He did it in the time of John. He done it in the time of the prophets. None of them as we know of was ever educated. But God could get a hold of them. And do something with them.
Wakacheza mchikondu cha yone. Wakacheza mchikondu cha ba profeta. Kakupona shumo wabu, wakutia tujimanya, uwe kumulonga kalasa to. Kari nzambi, uvuma wakuba kwata, kari kwenza nabu chintu kampand.
In this rock came forth the waters. He was the rock. And he commanded this rock and must be smoke. And he gave abundance of pure, fresh, clean water to everybody that would drink. He saved all who would drink from it.
Mulubwebwe lu kwa tuka mumai. Yei kifo lubwebwe alu. Yei kutumadiji bwa lubwebwe lu ni. Lubwene cha kutuchi bwa. Kikufila imai makezu kabunyi chanana. Achashima matoka. Kuri bonso bafabaso kunwa. Yei kusungile bonso bafabaso kunwa kulubwebwe alu.
A perfect parallel, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but would have everlasting life.
Chintu chifuanangana mumu shindu muhu angana ni yone isa tukudikomini isambombo. Nzambi wakatamba kunanga bahabuloba. Mumu shindu wani yeye wakafila mwane nda umwehele mulela. Bwa muntu yonso wa muitabuja kafuto.
God smote that rock on Calvary. Our judgment is upon Him, that from Him might come the Spirit of life that would give you and me eternal life. That's a perfect parable of it there in this wilderness.
Zambi wakatuta lubwebwalu ku Calvario. Chilumbu chetu chakahona hambi di henda. Bwani kudiye kufumina nyuma wa moyi umo kutu hawewe ni mema moyi wa chendelele.
They never had to pull, dig, pump, or anything, just partake of His provided way freely. When they didn't have to dig it out of a pond, they didn't have to pull it up with a bucket, they didn't have to have no windle to get it with, they just had to partake of it.
Anu kuikala baba nyanga nyiba mushindu wende uvoyi mulongo lola chanana. Nenku, kavyo bikengele bobo kuumbula muchishiba shiba buwa kuwa hetato. Kavyo bikengele kuwa kukani mbekechito. Kavyo bikengele kunye nguvula manuvele buwa kuwa hetato. Bivyo bikengele anu kuwa angata kuwa nwa.
And that's all there is now. You don't have to join nothing. You don't have to get out the altar and work up something pumping it. You don't have to say a word over and over and over till you get a confusion of language. The only thing you have to do is just partake of Him freely. God's provided way.
Nengu kichonso chidi kumpindi ewu. Kabini bikengele buwa weo kwekele mwene chikampanda to. Kabini bikengele kuya katobini kuchoshi lubwa. Kukwa takashi chintu kampanda. Uchiko kani mpompi to. Kabini bikengele weo kwamba mwaku. Kwamba to ni hawikele ukadi wakule bintu bibwela kanangana to. Chintu chimwele chidi chikengele wewa kwenza chijanu kumwanga taye yawu chanana mushindu ni nzambi mulongo lola.
No pumping, no pushing, no nothing. Just take of it freely. Nothing you have to do, just partake of it. That is just believe it. That's all I can say to it.
Kabibi ajela mpompi, disakila anyi chinyi to, kwanga tanu cho chachi chanana. Kakwene chidi chikengele wewa kwenza to, anu kuchanga takunwa. Mbwena kwamba ni kuchita buja chanana. Kichonzo chinji mwa kwamba habu alo abu nchachi.
They never had to do anything for it. Never had to dig for it. They never had to get down and cry all night for it. They just partook of it. It was smitten and ready. That's right.
Kabia kakengela kubwa kwenza bu ninchinyi mwa kuchiheta to. Kabia kakengela kumbula bubine mwa kuchiheta to. Kabia kakengela kuyebu kubinu ni kwasa mwadi bufuku bujima mwa kuchiheta to. Baka chaba nyangana nuhatuhu.
I'm looking at a man now, sitting in the back of the room here. I remember telling that on an old barn stall one day by a manger.
And
he said, "But I'm no good." I said, "I know you're not." And I said, "I'm not either." But I said, "You're looking at what you are. Quit looking at what you are and look what He is."
Kiyeye kwamba ni, kadinchena muimpa to. Mema ni, ndimuma yine kwena muimpa to. Kimema ni, nashimema haanyi nchena muimpa to. Kadimema ni, wewe di utangile kuchudi. Kadileke le kutangile kuchudi wewe. Tangile kuchudi yeye.
He said, "If I could just get rid of these cigarettes, Brother Branham, I'd be a Christian." I said, "Don't get rid of them. You're trying to get good and then come to Him. He never come to save good men. He come to save bad men that know they were bad."
Yeye ni, bumemu mwakulekele kumfuanka mini yeyi mwane tu Branhama, nunku ndiku mwene Kristo. Mema ni kuileke jito. Udi uke babu wakushala mwimpe babu hashisha kulo kudiye. Yeye kakalo kusungile bantu bimpa to. Yeye wakalo bakusungila bantu babi, bafo baji mayini mbabi.
He said, "Well," I said, "listen, you don't want to go to hell, do you?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, you don't have to. He died that you might not have to go." He said, "What do I have to do?" I said, "Nothing. It's just that simple."
Yeye ni, Memeni teleje. Kwene muso kuye mu ifer na to sumom. Ye ni eyo. Memeni kabia ni bikengele uya muto. Ye yu wa kafwa bwa weo kwi kejini chaku ya muto. Ye ni bidibi kengele ngenze chinyi. Memeni na ashechimu. Mbi hehele mushindu au.
He said, but if I can ever, I said, there you go back to that cigarette again. Quit thinking about that cigarette. Just remember, think about him. Yeah. What he did, what he is. Yeah. Not what you are, you're no good, and you never was, never will be. But what he is, yeah. He's the one.
Yeye ni, karibu meme kuna shimwa, meme ni kiwe waus. Ukari walu kile kabidi anu kubwa lubu anfuankau. Umu shemeju kumfuankau. Vuluka nuchana na tumemeju kudiyeye, cha kenze yi, chidiyeye, kinchi udiwe woto, wewa kwena muimpa to, kabidi kache kutuku mwanji kukikala muimpa to, ni kwa jaku kukikala kumuimpa to, kari chidiyeye, yeye nguji muimpa.
Now I said, now the only one thing you have to do, if he took your place down there, you just willingly accept what he did. The only thing you have to do is just accept it.
Kimema ni mpindi yehu, chintu chimuhele, chidichikengele wewa kwenza, Hikele bini yei wakangata kaba kebe kuntu kwa ka. Wewe di wita ba nini budi suwile bonsu cha kenze yachi. Chintu chumwele chitikengele wewe kwenza nkuita ba cho chachi.
Well, I said, that's simple, I'll do that. I said, here's the creek. I brought him up here and baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Monas mwakambe yi, achi sinchihela. Kichingenz, meme ni kasulusi nkwa kwaka. No mono wanyi.
Some of these people are sitting here, and I know they felt funny at me for doing that. But I know what I was doing. I seen in the man something that was genuine. I could see it there, and I took him and baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Naka mwana mumuntu awo chintu kampande chivo chishuwa shuwale. Mwumo kuchi mwana mwabao. Kimimo kumuangata ikumbatisi mwujini ya mkalenga Yesu.
And when we did that, it wasn't long after that, it was one down to his son's house, we seen a vision of a tree being broke at a certain place. And the man fell, almost broke his back.
Nenkwato kama na kwenza nanku, abidi malasa tumihi, kimimo kuye kwa mwana nda wabaluma, tetu kumwana chikeno kumwana cha muchi, muchi bugila hamwa ba kampanda,
Tuck him in the hospital, and that night the Lord revealed to me that was the end of cigarettes. So the next day he wanted some cigarettes. I said, I'll buy him a carton and take it to him. You just watch and see. His cigarette days are done. He's never smoked one since, never wanted one since.
Memani ni musumbile dibugirijima mutu adile. Kajinu tangila ibo unumwana ni matu kwenda mfuanka amanyi kushika. Katumuna kumuchu wa mfuanka na ashe umoto kubangilanu hina ahu. Ni katumujinga kuna ashe umoto kubangilanu ahu.
God, see the first thing you've got to do is to come to that fountain. You've got to come to that water. Realize it's nothing that you can do. It's what he done for you.
Nzambi, nomonus, chintu cha kumpale chitikengele buwa wewe kwenza, nchakulo kumpoko luau. Bikengele ulo kumaya u, mwikale ufika kudungwa ni kakwene, chintu nase chimwa, churi wewe mwa kwenza to, nchidi yeye mwenza buwebe wewe.
You don't have to dig, you don't have to pump out, you don't have to quit this, you don't have to quit that. The only thing you have to do is get there and drink. That's all you're thirsty, drink.
Kabia ni bikukengele kumbula nansha. Kabia ni bikukengele kuhatula ni mpompi to. Kabia ni bikukengele kulekele chikampanda. Kabia ni bikukengele kulekele chikansanga to. Chintu chimwele chidichikengele wewa kwenza. Nkukuye ni kunwa. Kwa ajiki. Hawikele ni nyota nwakus.
Now, he was a rock. God smote him for us. And he gave forth abundance of pure clean water. He does yet today to everyone that will Amen. Believe. This is his grace, of course, to his people, us.
Mpindye u, yeye ngufolubwebo lui na alu. Nzambi wakamutu utabwe tutuwe tu. Kie kwa tulamai makezuka, matoka kubunyi buwa u. Uchidiwa hatula toni lelu e u. Bwa muntu yonso, ulimuso kuitabuja. echiki ngas wend, bushua, wabantu bend, tetuaba.
There's something like there, like the people of today, ready to receive what they can get, but don't want to give any service in return. Israel was ready to drink from the rock now, but they didn't want to give God his service that was doing.
Kuri chintu chifona ngana mwabawu, chifona ngana ni chabantu balelu ewu. Badi longo lelebu wakua kejile chidibu mwakuhetachi, karikaba yibaso kwenze langana habu mudimuto. Izele levo mudilongo lelebu wakunwa kulubuwebo mpindi ewu. Karikaba yibaso kwenze lanzambi mudimu wenda uvo kengele kumwenze labuto.
And he's always given us a service. You know, we can't even breathe without him. We can't breathe without God's service. That's how dependent we are on him.
And
yet, it almost breaks us in two if we try to have to do something for him. He asks us to do something. Go see somebody. Go pray for somebody. Go help somebody. It almost breaks us up to do it. But we don't want to do anything to him for service.
Kadina shananku, biribi ambaku tuchibula mubitu habibidi, haribini tuetu kiba dibateta kwenza, haribibi kengela tuetu kumwenza la yeye chintu kampanda. Ye utulombobo wa kwenza chintu kampanda, kuyaka mwana muntu, kuyaka sambe jile muntu, kuyaka kuachishe muntu, bitibi ambaku tuchibula bakubienza.
His complaint was, they have forsaken me, the Word, and have accepted a broken cistern instead. Except they have forsaken me, the fountain of life, the fountain of water of life, and they desire and would rather drink from a stagnated cistern.
Did you ever get in the divoni? Mbande kele mema diyi. Karimbita ba chine chamai chele mitanta. Hamutu hadi. Bita ba mbande kele mema mpokolu wa mai. Mpokolu wa mai ya moi. Karibika la ba jinga wakwekele kuno kuchine chamai matengebele.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a person now that here's an artesian well is putting out that fine limestone water right out of the heart of the rocks down there in the sand beds and so forth, just as cold and good as it can be, and would rather drink out of a cistern over there that had washed off the top of the barn, the sheds, and all the outbuildings around the place?
Akatotoao, ahatukile buludi mumoyi wa mbwebwa, lwa mwishu mwansenga ya hanshi mwani biku wabu. Mikala matalala ni mimpa, menemena. Kadiyeye utamba kujinga kuna kuchina kwa ka. Chijini maa ya di mabombo lokele kumusaka wa diyeba, ni yabisasa, ni yanzubu yonsu idi miasa hame lwa heku ni yekwei.
And put it right into that cistern there where the seepage of the water drains right back into from the barn, the stables and stalls and everything draining right back into the cistern. And then we want to drink out of that before going to that artesian well. There would be something mentally wrong with the person. That's
right. Nibintu byonso byalukile bizololoka muchina amu. Kadi twetu tujinga kwi. Ujinga kuno kuina ku kumpala kwa kuyeyi kumushimi wa maya kazeza. Nkufa ina kukele chintu kampanda champala muka mumutu wa muntu awu. Nchabushowa.
And when a man or a woman will take a denomination on their stand that'll permit bobbed hair, wearing shorts, makeup, all this other kind of stuff, and some little kind of a program, and all this carrying on, and can go to the bowling alleys and all that nonsense out there, and can put up with that.
Nenkwa di mulu mani muka juujinga kuto di ngumba nyamu kumikolu. Di kale di taba kubebula kwansuki. Kufuala kwa tuhutulu. Bila bubi ya kumishiku. Ni mishindu miku abu yonsu ya bintu ebi. Ni kando ngumu kakesa ka. Kamushindu kampanda ni malonso wa machimbwa. Mwikala mwakuye munzu bidibuba na ile mdundu wa bowling. Ni kubintu byonso bya lukutu bya hambelu wa hana kabia bya. Ni kumwikala mwakutu wale binabi.
And like that better than do the old-fashioned word of God that cuts down and hews out and makes ladies out of women and makes them dress right and act right, takes cigarettes and tobaccos and swearing and cursing and lying and stealing away from you and all the world away from you and give you something that is a perfect satisfaction.
Nikunanga bina bikuhita mutu yimunanga di janzambi di achena kala di kosa di songangana di kala di kurimuna bakeji di bavuija ba inabanz di bangate di bafikisha kudivuala mushindu di mukumbane di denza malu malulam di omusha mfwanke ya michi ni ya miseng ni di cheni di ala di amilau ni di dinga ni diba di bi omusha kudi di kumusha malu onsu ahabuloba di kuha chintu kampande di chikala di sankishibo di huangan.
Why do a man or a woman go to such a thing as that for comfort? How can you get comfort out of that?
Bwachinyi mulumanyi mukeji uriuye ku chintu cha mushindu bunanku bwakuheta busambi. Munyi mudi bwakuheta busambi kubinabi.
How could you get a fresh drink out of a stagnated cistern? Why would a person goes to a stagnated cistern to get a drink when there's an artesian well open, you'd say there's something wrong with that man's mind.
Mwenye mudi kumufuwa ina kuheta maya cha shima kuchina cha maya matengebele. Mbwachinyi budi muntu, hikala muntu ya kuchina cha maya matengebele buwa kuheta maya kuna. Hadi kumushimi wa maya kazeze mukangula. Uli mufuwa ina kwamba ni, kuri chintu chihampala muka mumutu wa muntu au.
And if a woman or a man goes to such a place to find comfort, there's something spiritually wrong with that person. They don't want the word. It shows that their nature is still a frog or a tadpole or something.
Nihadi muka janyi muluma uye kumuabu wa mushindu au bwa kuheta busambi, kuri chintu chihampala muka munyuma wa muntu au. Kimu so di ito. Bidibileje ni ngika juluwende uchidianu walu dimba, anyu wachifuba, anyu chintu kampan.
That's right. Something of that nature, it likes that stagnated pool. Because them kind of things won't live in a freshwater pool. They can't do it. It's freshwater. They can't do it.
Nchabushua, chintu changika jiluawu, chidichinanga chijibajiba chamayi matengebela, mbualu bintu bia mushindu au kapitu bisomele muchine chamayi ni chashima to. Kabini mwakunanga chito, maya chashima. Kabini mwakua soto.
Now, the complaint was they left it. And today, they've done the same thing.
Mpindyewu, didi abakene divoni, mbalekele cho chachi. Nileluewu mbeze chintu chimochimwachi.
Now, look at the woman at the well. Well, she come up to Jacob's cistern. And she had been getting water there all the time at Jacob's cistern.
Mpindye utangila imuke juwa kuchine chamai. Wakafika kuchine chamai cha Yakobo. Nikikuwa yusu nusuna mai misangu yonsu kuchine cha Yakobo.
But Jacob's cistern denomination, we would call it, because he dug three of them. And this one he had dug. Now, she had a great story. She said, now, our father dug this well, Jacob. He drank out of it, his cattle drank out of it, and everything isn't that good enough.
Kanichine chamai cha Yakobu, dingumbadi, mutribofa ina kuchubikila, bolu wakabi umbule bisatu. Nyechieye mwaka chumbula. Pindye muka jeu, uveni muiki munene. Kwambe ini, mpindyeu. Tatu wetu mwa ukumbule chinechi, Jacob. Wakana maa ya momwemu. Ni ngomba yenda ya kanwa. Nibiku wabu. Kimbi mpakuna nkwanyi.
He said, but the water that you draw from there, you thirst again. Have come back here to get it. But said, the water that I give you is a fountain, a geyser, spurting up from the inside. And you don't come here to get it. It's right with you.
Yeye ni. Kadi maya uji usuna mwabe wa. Ujan uheta nyota kabidi. Bikangala walukile kabidi mwabe ubu wakua suna. Kadi mwakamba yi. Maya njimema mkuha mpokolu. Musulu mwikale ufukuka maya fumina munda. Na yenguku yulua kabidi ahabu wakua suna to. Adyanu neba.
Notice. But when she discovered that a scriptural fountain had spoken to her, by a scriptural sign that she had been looking for, she left that Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock.
Monai, kani hakajandule ini mpukolu wa mifundu ki waka kulangana nendao. Kuchima inu chamu mifundu chivoyanu keba keba. Ye kushia ndongolu elu wa Yakobu wachena mangumba kayiku mwa kukwa lu kile kitaka bidito. Bwa lu wakehete lu buwebo lu achabushua. Nwamo nwanyi.
She ran into the city. She was through with sin. She was no more a foul woman. She said, come see who I have found. A man who told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the very Christ?
Kuya ilubili mchimenga. Wakeshiki jangani ni mpekatu. Kachibaka bidimuka juwanso mbelu muko yikato. Kwa mbeini, luayi. Kanu mwana ye uundi muheta. Muntu ni mungambi la maluwa ndi muenza. Kinye ye ukilisto menanyi.
That sister might have been all right. It had served its purpose. Now, she was at the true fountain. The sister had been all right until the true fountain was open. But when the true fountain come along, the sister lost its strength. She found there's a better place to drink.
Yeye, chine chamaya, chichivona chifuaine kukele chikumba na chikavu chimana kukumba shaka chikihachila. Mpinde u, ukava kumpokolo mulele la. Chine chamaya, chivona chikumba na tori dibe di akalo mpokolo mulele la kukanguka. Kadi akalo mpokolo mulele la, chine chamaya, chakashi mijabu kola buachi.
And there is a better place. There's a better place, and that's in Christ. In St. John 7:37 and 38, Jesus said at the last of the Feast of the Tabernacles, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Mwanda muteketa kumekumiasatini, mwanda muteketini, mekumiasatini, mwanda mukulu. Yesu wakamba, kunde kelu kwa difesto jama tabernakle ni. Hikala muntu ni nyota, alo kundi mem, anwa.
They were all rejoiced. They had a little spurt of water coming out from under the altar. And there they was all drinking from this in celebration of the feast. And said, our fathers drank from a spiritual rock in the wilderness.
Baba bonsu muri chonko moka. Baba bahita ndambu wa mai. Asukumuka fumina mwishi mwachoshelu ni kwa kwaku kufuba penu inabonso kuchochechi mujenza di adi festo adi kibobu ni batatu betu bakano kulubwebo lwa unyuma mwichi hela.
See, they'd hewed themselves a cistern. Some stagnated water they pumped down from somewhere and spurted it up under the temple there. And they would all get around this water and drink and say, years ago our fathers drank in the wilderness.
Nujini monas, wafibaju umbu ile chine chamai. Mai kampanda matenga bela vububa kokani mpompi mwa bakampanda bikala basuku mwina lo mwishi mwa ntempelo amu nengo bonso mwa kwikala badi ko ngwija banyungulukile mina mayau banwa bambani kukadi bidimu batatu betu bakana muchihela.
Jesus said, I am that rock that was in the wilderness. Amen. Said, we eat manna from heaven and God rained it down. Said, I am that manna. That fountain was standing among them. That bread of life was standing among them. And still they did not want it. They'd rather have their cistern.
Yesu ni meme kiluwebo lufo mchihe lalu. Bobu ni tuwe tutuaka jamana fumina mujulu. Ni nzambi mwine ki uvo walokesha. Yeye ni meme kimana mina u. Yeye mpokolo wa u. Ufo mwime na munkachi mwabu. Jampa jamo ya di divodima na munkachi mwabu. Kajina shenanku.
Because man had made this and God had sent that. Amen. That's exactly the difference. Dug themselves cisterns. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He is that fountain.
Bwalu muntu nguvo mwenze echi, nenku nzambi nguvo mutu machacha. Kidi shilagana mene mene njodi adi. Bajumbu ile bina. Yeni, hikala muntu ni nyota. Alokundi mema anua. Yeye kimpokolo au.
And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, he is that artesian well. Out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Nenkubu mudimu fundu mwamba. Munda mwende ne mwikala muweka misulu ya maya jini moyi. Ka yeye kimushimi wa maya kazeza u. Munda mwende. Anyi mumuntu wa munda mene menau. Ne mwikala muweka misulu ya maya jini moyi.
He is that rock. that was in the, it was Hagar's rock in the time of trouble when her baby was about to die, when she'd been put out of the camp and was out there with a little Ishmael.
Yeye kilubwebwa luluvomu, chivulubwebwa lwa aga, muchikondo cha lutatu, hakavu mwane ndahubu ini kufwa, hakavu babo mwane hete muchitu ujilu, ni mwikele usanganyi buwa hambe luhaha, ni isha mele mwana.
Her water in her cistern that she's packing with her had give out, and she laid little Ishmael down and walked over a bow shot and cried, and well, because she didn't want to see the baby die.
Mayenda, muchine chende cha mai chwe imwambulo wende wende na chachi ya vamajika, Kigula adika yi isha mele mwana uhanshi. Kwa sayi luendu kuya. Ntanta wawele mukete ufika. Kwa sayi mwadi. Nenkuka. Boluka pamuso kumu wanamu vamwana ufoto.
And all at once the angel of the Lord spoke and she found Bera Barsheba, the well there that was flowing is still flowing to this day. He was Hagar's Bera Barsheba rock out there in the wilderness.
Kidia kama mwanjiru wa mkalinga kwa kula yi. Kikuheta yi ber. Beersheba, mushimi uvo mwaba u mwikale ni maya huweka, ni achide huweka toni lelwe u, uvo Beersheba wa aga, lubwewa muchihe lamu.
He was standing here in the fountain, filled with blood that day, standing there in the temple.
Luvulima na mwabe umumpoko lumule ni mashi, ditu kwa di, luima na mwaba wa umuntempelu.
Time of storm. In Zechariah 13 chapter, he was that fountain opened in the house of David for cleansing and for sin, cleansing of sin. He was that fountain.
Chikondo cha chehele chikole, muzaka yishapito adikmini misatu, yeye vumpoko lwa umukango la muzubu wa Davidi, buwa kukezula, ni buwa mpekatu, kukezula kwa mpekatu, eki vumpoko lwa u.
In the Psalms 36:9, he was David's fountain of life. He's still that fountain in the house of David.
Nimumi sambu makniyasatu ni sambombo. Vense wachitema. Yeki vumpokolu wa moyu wa Davidi. Uchidenu mpokolu wa umunzubu wa Davidi.
And he's the poet in his heart. There, poet said there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Ni yeki wa mwedi wa kaselewu. Moyo endamu mwedi wakasala wakambani kudi mpokolo mule ni mashi makoka mumijulu ya Emmanuel bangenza mpeka tubadina mwishi mwankwa kau badiba jimije makeju onso adihile diabo.
He is that fountain of life, fountain of water. He is the word of God.
Yeye ki mpokolo wa moyawu mpokolo wa mayi udididi anzambi.
People of these last days has forsook him, the true word, water of life, and has hewed themselves out denominational cisterns. And again, hewed dug.
Bantu bamumatu kwandekelo aa, mbamulekele yeye, didilelela, maya moyi, ni mbadumbu ile bine bia mayi, bia chena mangumba, ni kabidi mbakosa mbumbula.
And now we find out they have had broken cisterns. And then this cistern is filled with unbelieving germs, unbelieving boasting, educational programs, and so forth, which is contrary to God's promises. They're doubters of the word.
Nenkumpindia uturitu jandulani, baka hetabine bia mai biele mitanta. Nenkuhashishichine cha mai echi nchula tente ni tuishto abuhidia. Maritambisha abuhidia. Ndonga muya malu atulasa nibiku abu. Bidibika li bibengangana ni mila yanzambi.
Now, these cisterns that they got, the Bible said, were broken. Broken cistern is a leaking cistern. And it's seeping out. What's it doing? It's seeping out into a religious cesspool called the World Council of Churches.
Chine cha mai chele mitanta mbwena kwamba ni chine cha mai chidi chizololoka. Chidika bidi chuhweka mai kundambu kundambu. Chidi chanza chinyi. Chidi chuhweka mai kundambu kundambu mu chine cha buchafu cha ntendele luchi di buba bikilani nsangilu wa mai kelezi ya wabulu babu shima.
And that's where the broken cistern is leading them to. All because they have forsook him and have the fountain of living water and made these cisterns.
Ki kurichine chama ichele mitanta chichi kaba fikisha. Yonswebi mbwalu mbamulekele yeye. Nenguba kadi mpokolo wa mai ya jini moi. Kadi benze bine bia mai yebi.
Digging out big seminary systems of learning, education, and so forth. That's the kind of systems they're digging today. That a man has to have a PhD or LLD or Bachelor of Art or something before he can even go preach.
Bumbu lendongulo limine ni yamalonga seminar atulasa ni biku wabu. Kimushindu wabine bia mai bidibu bumbu lelele wabi. Bikengelebo wa muntu ikale ni diploma dia PhD. Ain dia LLD, ain dia licencié, ain chintu kampanda kumpale meno kwa yeye kuyakayisha.
Sisters, that has been filled with man-made theology. They take them into these great big schools of learning. And in there they inject into them their own man-made theology. And they send them out with that.
Bina bia mai bidibubuja tenta ni teologi muku atakasha kudibantu. Bariba babueje mubilonge lubina nebi. Bia malonga ne nku mwamu, bariba bahayani teoloji wabu bobu muku atakasha kudibantu. Kadikuba tumaba hatuka bayani biyo biyabi.
What a day that we're living in. Man-made cisterns. No trouble, no wonder the thing has become a stink. Oh my. It's because that the people drink from that.
Edi nitukukai ditutini moyi. Bine bia mai bianza kudibantu. Kabine bitecheto, kabine bikemecheto, hakadi chintuwa chichimena kushala nu, anumuhu ye mubole. Ka, ekelekele, mbualu bantu bajibanoku.
And when the people want joy today, what do? The people, instead of accepting the joy of the Lord, they turn to sin for joy. People who go to church and claim to be servants of Christ, when they get real nervous, they'll light up a cigarette.
Nenkwa di bantu basu di sankelelu ewu, badi benze ching. Bantu hamutu hakuita babu di sanke ja kujimukalenga, badi ba kujimukile kumpe katu. Bwakwete di sank. Bantu batu bayamu ekelezia, bikala balaka mukana bamba mudibu basa di bakilistu wabu. Hadibu bahete di binduluka, dia menemena, badi ba kuatisha muchu wanfwank.
And when they want to have some fun, they stick on their immoral clothes and go out and cut the grass when the man's going by, give him a whistle at him.
Ni hadibu baso kumusha kulutetuku. Badibu wale bilamba biyabu, bidibi salulanga na masandi abi, kadiku hatuka, ekubanga kukwasa mashinda, bwa hadibalu mabahichila muabawu, babafikisha kudibela kashiba.
They do everything to be popular. They want to look like the movie stars. That's their joy. When Jesus said, I am their sufficiency.
Badibenze byonswa bi mbwa kwikale bubamanyika. Mbaso kufananga ne nibalumiana nyi bakajana badibenda lumu ba mu cinema kidi abudi sankandiadi. Habi Yesu wakamba ni meme kidi abudi kumba nyina.
The reason that they go to that because they don't want to drink from that fountain. They've turned it down. They don't want to drink from it.
Kabingile kadikenze ni bi kala bayakubina bi mbwa lukimba sokuno kumpokolwa uto. Mba mubenga.
They join themselves to some kind of a man-made system, some kind of a cistern that's full of all kind of stagnated things that they can go like it.
Bajiba kajile mika kundongo leluwa mshindu kampanda mwenze kudibantu. Chine chamai cha mshindu kampanda chule tente ni bintu bitenge bela bia mshindu yonso kudibumu wakuikala baye mshindu wawo.
Yesterday we had the kids up on the river, I believe it was Saturday morning. We went out and Billy had been fishing the boat. And we took the kiddies up, my little grandson and them, my daughter and my little son, and we went up the river to take a boat ride.
Makele lau, tufabaye ni baan hamaya musuluhaha, ngelemeji mvomu di sambo mvomu di inda. Tufabawe kaku, bili vowenda ulobo mubuatu, nengto tukubanda ni baana, mwikuluwa nyuwabaluma ni bakwavu, mwana nyuwabakeji, mwana nyumukesi wabaluma, kita tukubanda ni musulu, wakwenda kana kumubuatu.
You couldn't even take a boat ride on the river for the filthy, dirty, scummy people out there on the river, half naked and carried on.
Kuyik mwa kwenda kane mubuatu hamusuluto. Bwa bantu bakoyika, ba manyanu, ba senji, bikala kumusulu aku, ba wala tulamba, to tubaleja, nubutaka, bikala benza malolu kutukutu.
A boat drove up beside us, a bunch of little 12, 14-year-old boys, each one with a beer can in their hand and a cigarette.
watu bugo abugo semina bo habu hine to ahu musumba watu ana to abalo to abidi mu dikumi ni bibidi dikumi ni binayi mwana ni mwana mu kwataka ko huka mala bier mu chanza ni muchu wa mfwank.
They call that having fun. Oh my, how long can this world last with such a system as that?
Bariba bigele china chini nkumushelu tetuku. Ka ekele kere bulobe bubudi mwa kwekela kuto ni kudiba kais ni ndongo lwelu wa mshindu wao.
Then to free themselves from the thoughts that when they die they'll go to hell, the thing they do, they go and join one of these man-made cisterns. So that same type of people belongs in that cistern.
Nenkubwa bwabu kudisulo kumejani hafa buniba ya muiferno. Chintu chidibubenza. Badiba ya bakajile mika kuchimocha kubina biya mai bienza kudibantu ebi. Nenkubantu wa mushindu mwa umwawu batubene china cha mai achi.
It's nothing but a bunch of unclean, filthy wiggle tails of the world. And they associate themselves to that because, as my old mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together.
Chijani musumbo wa misanda ya bukoye mikoyi kaya habuloba. Nenkuba di badu suika kana ni chocha achubualu anumuwa mamu wanyi mukula kajini chibijulu cha kwamba ni nyoni ya masala mafuanangana itwidi sanga.
They won't come to the fountain and be cleaned up from that life of sin. They want to live out there and still hold a testimony that they are Christians.
Bubu kaba tubaso kulo mumpoko lubwa kusikudi bubu kunsombelu wa mpekato auto. Mbaso kuikala ni wabu nsombelu nuhambelu haha. Karibikala nubala mbujadi kibwani mbene Kristo.
Why? They've turned from him the true fountain of joy. Life, perfect life and satisfaction. That's the reason they did it. Because that they want to join up. They have some kind of people there that believe in that stuff.
Bwachinyi. Mbamwele yeye nyima, mpokolo mulele wa disanka, wa moyi ni disanki shibo bihu angane. Kibwa chinyi mbenza chochachi, bolumba so kujile mikaku, bajini bantu ba mushindu kampanda, badibita buje bini binta kanyabi.
Here not long ago, Brother Fred and I and Brother Tom, a bunch of us went to a noted Baptist church in the city of Tucson to see if we couldn't find a little something that would give us maybe a little fresh feeling.
Mwabe uki nkwanji kuhitama tukuto, mwane tu Fred ni mema, ni mwane tu Tom. Tuwe tukuye musumba mujima mwekeleje kampanda waba batista mwumanyi kabimpa mchimenga cha Tucson. Bwakumona ni katuvoku ni mshindu wakuheta kachintu kampanda, kafahabwa haka fuwaine kutuha kundambu wachashima.
And the minister said something other about the people in Egypt, when they left they was eating garlic and so forth, they want to go back again and eat that, said... That's something like people of today.
Kimwambi kwamba ichintu kampande chikobu habi vabitangila bantu mu Egypto ni hakumu kabu bafoba jama tungulu haai ni biku wabu bafoba jinga kwa lukilamu wakuya kadibina abi yeini achi nchintu chifuana nini cha bantu balelwe wu.
And we, everybody said amen. I never seen such a bunch, a whole church lost the sight of the preacher and looked back to see who it was that said amen. Like scared them to death. They didn't know what it was.
Nenkutuwe tumuntu ni muntu kwamba ni amen. Chitumonji kumwende kumusumbu wa bantu wa mushindu wa woto. Ekelezi ya mujima kumusha mesu kudi muishi, karikuwa tangesha hanyi mbukumwana ni au amen na muto kudinganyi na nkwawo. Chibwa chambo kubaha wabu walufu. Kama vababa ini nchinchi na chito.
When the David said, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Praise Him upon hearts. Praise Him with the poultry. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord and praise ye the Lord.
Habi David wakambani. Enzela yimukalenga muto yi wadisanka. Mutumbi shaini nzenza. Mutumbi shaini chisanzi chanshinga yabunyi. Chintu chonsu chichihuyakana. Chitumbi shaini mukalenga. Nenku tumbi shaini mukalenga.
God rejoices in His people. Let them of the learned say amen when anything is said right.
Nzambi utu chonkomokele mubantu benda. Badibayishi bobi kalabambani amen. Hadichintu kampanda chambi bomuchochi.
Why not turn from this system and cisterns of the world to the faithful system of God, which is the artesian well, Jesus Christ.
Bwachinyu kubenga kwele ndongo lwelu nebine bia mai bia habulobe binyima. Kukuri mukila kundongo lwelu walu la matuwa nzambi. Urimweka la mushimi wa mai akazeza Yesu Kristo.
Why don't you turn to Him? where God is our abundant supply of joy, our abundant supply and praises, our abundant supply and satisfaction. The calmness of my nerves comes from God.
Kudi nzambi mwikele wetu nsuluwa di sanka di nyadi nyala, wetu nsuluwa di tumbisha di nyadi nyala, wetu nsuluwa di sanki shibo di nyadi nyala, di telala di awanyi mutu, di didu fumine kudi nzambi.
When I'm tore up, I find my satisfaction in Christ. Not in a cigarette, not in the things of the world, not in joining some creed, but in finding Him the promised word that He said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you. I find my joy in that. He is my joy.
Hadi maluman tonda ndimpete dia ndi sanki shibo mu Kristo kimu mfuanga to kimu malwa habuloba to kimu kukadi la meko kutu tabai kampanda to kadimu kumheta yeya di jila yadi akamba ini mema muya nendo chaka bidibo kunwanga ta mucho chachi kimu ndimpete dia ndi sanka yeye ki dia ndi sanka.
They say today by joining these things and making this world council of churches that they're going to make a better place to live in.
Badibamba lelo yoni mudidile mika kubintu ebini mujenze dia sangili wa maekelezi wabula bobujima ne benze mwa bomutamba bwimpo akukajila muni moyi.
To my honest opinion, they're going to make a better place to sin in. That's just the whole thing, sin anyhow. Not to live in, but to die in. Make us place to sin in instead of live in.
Kuwanyu mwenenu wa mejima toka. Nibenza mwaba mutamba bwimpe wa kwenzele mumpekatu. Achi chidianu, chintu mukabu jima mpekatu, tuambeku tuambeku. Kimbu wa kwekajilemu ni moito, kadimbu wa kufuilamu. Badienzele mwabu wa kusombelamu, anyi kwenzele mumpekatu, hamutu wa kwekajilemu ni moyi.
Any other thing outside of Jesus Christ and His word of life is a broken cistern. Anything that tries to substitute it.
Chintu chukwa buchons, hakumusha Yesu Kristo ni didi enda di amoyi, nchine chama ichele mitanta. Chintu chonsu di jiteta kwa ngatakaba kajo di adi.
Anything that you try to do to bring you peace, anything that you try to do to bring you comfort, any kind of a joy that you receive from anything else is a substitute for this, it's a broken cistern full of filth. He gives perfect satisfaction.
Chonsu chidi uteta kwenza, wakukutuwa ajile di talala. Chonsu chuli uteta kwenza bokukutwa jile busambi disanka nindi amushindu kai di udi uhetela kuchintu kuchwa buchons buni chidi changa takaba ka jodi edi nchine cha mai chele mitanta chula tenta ni bukoya ye yangu di ufile disanki shibo di wangana.
I remember here a couple of summers ago I stepped out the back door. There's a young Snickle Fritz out there. He said to me, said, you know the reason you're always talking about women like that wearing those shorts and things? He said, because you're an old man. So that's the reason it is.
Ndivulu kamwa beu kukari mivu ya luye ibidi. Mvomuha tukile kuchibi cha kumfundu. Kupaka nsungulu maka kakenya kenya kumenu hambilu haka ngambile ni. Kudimumanye, chidichikwenza ni wikale misangu yonswa ni wamba bakeji mshindu au. Buadivu wale dia tuhutule nibiku wababi. Wamba ni mbualwe ukari mukula kaji. Yeini, kichidichikwenza nchachi.
I said, look here, how old are you? You said 27. I said, when I was many years younger than you, I preached the same thing. I found a fountain of satisfaction. He is my potion. Amen.
Memani tangile kunu. Where would you be the moving? Any more come up in the one that take it? Memani, how much I did a good, you need to be a boon. When you're searching to Chimachimachi, you had them pokal what is Anki Shibwa.
Amen. As long as He supplies that, that's the beauty. That's my art is looking at Him. Watching His handwork and see what He's doing.
Hachidianu chimpetesha. Kibulenga mbwabu. Achiki wa. Kidiani dihilukandiadi. Nkwikela kumubandila. Ntangele mudi chanza chende chikwata mudi muni mona mudi wenza.
There's no other fount I know. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Kakwena mpokolo muku abundi mumanyato. Ka musulwa ungwa mushinga mukola. Urungu ijamema mutoka bunej. Kakwena mpokolo muku abundi mumanya. Chintu nasha chimoto. anumashia Yesu.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain.
Kuri mpoko lumula ni mashi, mako kamumijuli ya Emmanuele. Mudibange nzampe katubadina mwishi mwankwa kau, bajimije dikeji jonsu diadihile diabo.
I'm telling you, no other fountain I know but that fountain. It cleansed me when I was dirty. It keeps me cleansed because I want to live right at it. Drink this fresh water that's fills my soul with joy.
Nyau nuambiles, kakwena mpokolo muku wabundi mwamanya to hakumusha mpokolo wawu. Iwa kankezulu hambo ni manyanu. Uriunda mamu kezuka. Boluntu mujinga kuikala musu ambelanu habui hinenda hu. Kuikala kuna maya chashima. Adi uuje musuka waini disanka.
I can be so ever so down and feel that I can't hardly go no another round, can't go nowhere else. Then I can kneel down and put my finger on a promise and say, Lord God, thou art my strength, thou art my satisfaction, thou art my all in all.
Ndimu akwikala ni dibunga madinene, nuwe ni chena kumwa kuya, muluko abulwendulu wa mudimu. Chena mwa kuya mwaba muko abuto. Hadi badi, ndimu akuto binu, kuto munu wanyi, hamula ikampanda kwambani, mukale nganzambi. Wewe kidiyanyidikand. Wewe kidiyanyidisankishibwa. Wewe kidiyanyibionso mubionso.
I can begin to feel something bubbling up for inside of me there. I'll come out of it.
Ndimwa kubanga kumvo chentu kampanda. Chifugugile lo munda mwanyi. Mene mene momwa. Ndimpa tuka mucho chachi.
As I pass 50 years old, I wake up of a morning, you know how it is, can't hardly get that one foot out of the bed. My, he can't hardly do it, and somebody at the door knocking, or Billy telling me to the emergency somewhere I've got to go.
Bumunkaji ni bimubihita hama kumiatanu. Ndi mufuwa ina kubika mudi nda kampanda, nudiba manya nu mushindu utubiawu, kuyiku ni mushindu na ashamu kese wa kuambule dikasa, kuju umusha habula aloa huto, ekelekele, kuyiku mwa kuchenza to, mtu enda mwima na kuchibi, ukokola, Ani bili mwikele ungambile ni kudibuwa lubwa lukasa lukasa. Mwaba kampanda udukangele buwa meme kuya.
I think, how can I do try to put one foot out? I think, thou art the fountain filled with my strength. Amen. My strength and my help cometh from the Lord. Thou art my artesian well. Thou art my youth.
Kimbanga kujambijele ni, nangeze chine chibishi. Kutete mwa kujula nudikasa jimwa chanan. Ndindi ambijele ni, Wewe siki mpokolo mule ni diani dikanda. Amen. Dikanda diani, dikwa chia diani, bibi fumine kudi mukalenga. Wewe siki wanyi mushimi wa maya kazeza. Wewe siki buwanyi bunsonga.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Ababa dibindi la mukalenga niba vujulule dikanda diabu dihia dihia. Niba banda mulu ni mahohubu mukanku. Niba nyema lubilu, kaba iba choka, nibenda lwa makasa, kaba iba hangila.
Lord God, this is my duty to go. I'm called to the post of duty. And the first thing you know, something begins to gurgle up inside of me.
Mukalenga Zambi, echi mudimu wanyi, wakuya. Nye ubambi kile kumwabu wa mudimu. Nengu katanchi, chintu kampanda chichibanga kusaba munda mwanyi.
The day over at a little place, I was having a meeting over here in Topeka, Kansas. There's a boy, a young preacher, one of my first sponsors, Brother Roy, sitting here remembers the place.
Dinga dituku mukabaka kesa kampanda, mvonge zidi sangishalo, mutopeka, mukansas emu. Mvonsongo luma, muishi wakana kana, umuwaku bantu didibanyi banfranga, bakumpala, mwane troi, udimusomba heu, mvulu kakabaki naku.
In this great place there was this minister had got under a roof or a place, a sidewall, mashed him down beneath that. The little fellow was going to die. His liver was bursted. His spleen was knocked out of place. Tons fell on him.
Emu mwaba mune na mwama mwaka mwambie u vumuka hichila mwishu mwamusaka nyikaba kampanda chimana chakuluseka ekumuhu kile chini yeye kushala mwishu mwachi. Mkwe tu wakana kana u vufwa. Mwuchima wenda wakataika lubalenga lwenda Luhampa la muka, binu nubia kilo bifo bimuikila.
I sat at the breakfast talking to the wife. I said, wife, you know if Jesus is here, you know what he'd do? I said, when he sponsored me, I believe that word he's sponsoring Christ.
Mwamuso mbande chakudia chadinda, nyikilangani ni muka janyi, memani muka janyi.
urimumanya bu Yesu mwikala mwabeo. Urimumanya chivo yimu wakwenzanyi. Memani, yeye hakantujile yifrangao. Ndi mwita bujidi yadi, kilisto nguvoyi utujile mfrangao.
I said, that's a trick of the devil. I said, if Jesus is here, he go lay his holy hands upon him. That boy get well, I don't care if his liver is bursting.
Kimemani, achindiyele dia diabulu. Memani, bu Yesu mwikala mwabeo. Yeye vumu wakuya kumutente kala bianza biende biachijila abi. Songo lima unu ngusu vumu mvo bimp. Na ashamu dibini muchima wende mutai kam.
He get well because Jesus was walking there knowing exactly who he was. He knew his calling. The scriptures was right vindicating in him. He knew who he was. Not no shadow of doubt.
Uvumu wakuya mvo bimp. Bolu Yesu vumu wakubwela mwikala mwanya numene mene ni yeye udinganyi. Yeye vumumanya dibikile dend. Mifundu hivyo milelela. Ishindika muyeye ya muni yeye vumumanya ni uvanganyi. Kabibia kaku impata na shia kana to.
He lays hands upon him and says, son, be well. Walk out there and I said, there's enough devils in hell to kill that boy then. I said, he'll get well.
Nunku yeye mamutente kalabianza wambani mwana nyi umva bimpa. Hotuka mwabao. Kimemani. Kakwene demo muifero nubunyi bukumba nabu wakushi hansongo lima unansha hadibadi. Nemeni, umu wakumba bimpa.
But I said, you see, honey, he was Jesus, the holy hands of God. I said, I'm a sinner. I was born sexual birth. My father and mother were both sinners. And I'm just a no good nothing.
Kadimeme kwamba ni udumu na munanga wanyi, yeye uvo Yesu, bianze biachuchila bianzambi. Memani, meme ndingenza mpekatu. Ndi mule diibwa kudisangele jamulu mani mukaji. Wanyi tatu ni wanyi mamu, bafabangenza mpekatu. Meme ndianu chintu chachana na kachina ansha chimpato.
And I said, but you know what? If the Lord would give me a vision and send me down there, then that'd be different. I said, I'd go down and lay my hands on him. He'd come out of that bed if he'd give me a vision.
Kimemani, kari udumumanya, bumukalenga mwakumpa chikene kumwane ni kuntuma kuntu wako. Dibadi achine chikala bolu buku wabu. Memani, nukundi muweka ku, ekumutente kala bianza, nukumu juka mbula alwabu buyeye mumpa chikene kumona.
Then I got to thinking, after all, if it was the vision, what was it? It was the same dirty hands on him. Same man praying for him. Same dirty hands.
Hashishi meme kubanga kujambi jeleni, biyo bibina, bubikale chikene kumona, chivanchenye. Sichibonu bianza biyamanya ni bimwebi, bimvanka mutente kela. Muntu, anumwa umwa umu sambijila, bianza biyamanya ni bimwebi.
Then I begin to think, I am his representative. Amen. Then God doesn't see me. That blood of that righteous one lays up there upon the altar. It makes intercessions for me.
Hashishi meme kubanga kujambijila ni, meme usinjimwe na mpalo wende. Hadibadi, zambi kendo umwa na meme to, Mashau wa mwaka na u, alia sanga njibu hachoshe luha ha, wa unga ni nganga kwila.
He's my sufficiency. He's my prayer. He's my life. I said the only thing that make me put my hands on him with faith because I have faith in the vision. And without the vision, the same faith to do the same thing.
Yeye siki janyi di kumbanyi na. Yeye ki janyi di sambila. Yeye ki wanyi moyi. Memani. Chintu chumwele jirijifuwa inekwenze ni mutente kila bianze ni ditabuja. Mbwalu njini ditabuja mchikene kumona. Kadika kuye chikene kumona, ditabuja ni jori di modimwadis ni jenza ni chintu chumwachimwachi.
So I can reckon myself nothing but reckon him my all in all. He is my life. He is my commissioner. No denomination sent me. He sent me.
Na nkundi wakudye bala buchintu chanana. Kadika mubala yeye ni mbionsu mbionsu bianyi. Yeye ki wanyi moyi, yeye ki wanyi udimu ntuma ni mudimu. Dingu manashi ni makindi ntuma to, yeye udimu ntuma.
Hallelujah, I go in his name. I'll lay hands up on him, walk down there, lay hands on that boy, and that night he was in the meeting solid well.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ndinya mudina denda yeye, ni mutente kala bianza. Nemo kuweka kuntu waku, ni kutente kala nsongo lima ubianza, ni jilo lwadi, umurisangisha, ni mubili tumatuma. Amen.
Oh, yes. He's that fountain. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm a stinker. I'm a renegade. Every one of us are. But before God, we are perfect.
Ka eyo yeye ki mpokolo awu kakwene mpokolo buku abundi mumanya to chintu na sechi mu hakumu shamasha Yesu meme ndi wa muhu ye mubole ndi muntu muhire di tabuja kichi muntu ni muntu akutudi kadi kumpala kwa nzambi tulibohangana.
Ye be therefore perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can you be because a perfect one represents us there?
Ye nanku ikala ibohangana anu mudi tatu wenu mujulu mwikala muhangana uri mwa kwikala nanku munyi walu e udi muhangana uju leje mpala hakaba kebo ko kwako.
That fountain is there every day, fresh, not some stagnated something, but fresh every day that washes away all my sins. He is that fountain.
Mpokolo awu di kudi tuku jonso ni chashima. Kati chintu kampanda chitenge beleto, kati ni chashima di tuku jonsu. Usukula mpekatu ya nyonsu, ye ki mpokolo awu.
Now in closing, I say this. Anything different from this is broken sisters. And will finally leak out what you put in it. If you're putting all your hopes, all your time, and everything in one of those stagnated sisters.
Pindi ya wakushikisha, ndi mufuwa ina kuamba nukwewe. Byonsu bidibishi langana ni echi mbine bya mayi biele mitanta. Nindekeluwa byonsu nebikale bikadi bizololoje biudi welamu. Wewa wele ditekemene diebe byonsu. Diebe byonsu. Ni byonsu. Muchonsu chakubine bya mayi matenge belabi.
Jesus said they were broken cisterns. God said they're broken and they'll leak out every what you put in them. You can't go any farther with them because they'll leak out.
Yesu wakambani mbine bya mayi biele mitanta. Nzambi wakambani mbiele mitanta. Nenebi zololoje chonsu chinuwe la muachi. Kwenye mwakuenabi kule to. Bwaru nebi zololoka.
For he is the only way to the truth, to the life, and to eternal joy and eternal peace. He is the only one and the only way to that. Oh my.
Bwaru yeye kinzile umwehele ujufile kubulele la. Kumoyi nekudisanka ya chendelele. Nekuditalala ja chendelele. Yeye ki umwehele wudi kuninjila, umwehele wudi ufikisha kucho chachi. Ka ekele kere.
The inexhaustible fountain of life is Jesus Christ. Why? And who is He? The Word. The same. The Word, the life, the fountain, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mpoko luwa mwoyi wudi kayi kukamanyi Yesu Kristo. Bwachinyi, yeye wudi nganyi. Diyi, umo umwawu, diyi, moyi, mpokolo, umo umwawu makelele lelu toni kashidi.
The true believer, it's his supreme joy, his supreme life, and his supreme satisfaction is in Christ. No pumping, no pulling, no joining, no bailing, just believing and resting. That's what he is to the believing.
Bwamwene kuitabuja mulelela, achiki dende disanka ditamba kutumbuka. Wenda moyi mutamba kutumbuka. Nidende disanki shibo ditamba kutumbuka didimu Kristo. Kabi ibi adi hatule nimpompi. Kabi ibi adi koka. Kabi ibi adi kajilamika. Kabi ibi adi tuntato. Anu kuitabuja ni kuikisha chanana. Kicho chachi chidiye bwamwene kuitabuja.
Like Father Abraham. He never pulled, he never fretted, he never wearied. He had the Word. Amen. He laid upon El Shaddai's breast. When Abraham was 100 years old, God appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty. The Hebrew word is El Shaddai, means the breasted one.
Butatu Abraham, kavoku koka, kavoku lubakana, kavoku abakaja moito, yevuni diyi, uvumulajile mucharicha El Shaddai. Hakaheta Abraham bidimulukama, Nzambi wakabumwe nekela kwamba ni ndi wabukola bonso. Mwaku wachena ebeludi, El Shaddai, uruumvuize ni wamabela.
And you're old and your strength is gone, but just lay upon my bosom and nurse your strength from this fountain. Amen.
Na nkunye ukaji mukula kaji, nidikanda diebe jimane kujika. Kadishala ni mulaji le muchari chanyi mema wikala uwamwa dikanda diebe kumpokolo ewo. Amen.
What did he nurse himself to? A new body. He had the baby by Sarah, and 50 years later had 7 children by another woman.
Uvowa mbwa kuheta chinyi, mubidi muhya muhya, wakaheta mwana kudisara, nekuhanyi mhabidi mwakumi atanu, kweta ibana mwanda muteketa bahetele kuri mukaji mukwabo.
Oh, El Shaddai. The Old Testament shows what he did. The New Testament tells what he'll do. Amen. In the Old Testament.
Ka El Shaddai. Di hongele di gulugulu di didi leze cha kenza yi. Di hongele di head di didi leze chenza yi. Amen. Mudi hongele di gulugulu.
Now the air is off, so I'll hurry and quit here now, just a minute. I like to say this before close. I had a good example of this one time.
Mpindeu kahehan kaka kajiki na kunendu shakaje bwangi manyika mwabe mpindeu mukatanchika kisa chanana. Ndizi nga kwambe chi kumpala kwa meme kushikisha. Ntumuhete chilezi lucha bwalwe bumsa kampand.
I was patrolling. There many people here down around Georgetown, down there in Milltown. There used to be way back in the hills a fountain. It was an artesian well.
Mbomonke chi mwakwenze mudimu wa bukontono nyi. Nibantu babu nyi mwabe u. Mwamu nyungulukili wa Georgetown. Mwamu Milltown. Kala wawa munda kelu mwakumiku na mwamuwa mwamu mpokolu kampanda. Chivwa mwishimi wa maya kazeza.
It flowed out about a 4 or 5 foot stream of water just gushed out all the time. And a great big fountain around there that, right around was a lot of this year. Pennyroyal, you know, and stuff growing there that mint like.
Ubo uhirija maya ya mulu mputumbu kabuabu ihechele metri umani santimetri makumia bidi, anyi metri umani santimetri makumia tanu. Mikala anu atunkumuka diba jonso, mwikala mpokolo mune na mene mene wa munyungu lukilu wawu. Nenkumunyu lukilu mene mene wawu wamo, mufuwa nyemba lubuichie ya bunyi nidiba manye, nibintu bikala bitolo kamu. Bibifuwa nangana nibiji waluwe nyabi.
And oh, I used to just thirst to get there, oh my, to get to that fountain. Not lay down but this thing and just drink and drink and sit down and drink, wait.
Nenku ka vongo mbono nyote ya kufika kumwaba mwina awo. Ka ekelekele, bo kufika kukumpokolo awo. Nenku mbono njolola kuhanshi kuluseka lwa chintu achi, kadikunwa nukunwa. Nekusombela hanshi bo kunwa kuindila.
And year after year I'd still come to this same fountain. It never did cease, winter or summer. They couldn't freeze it. You can't freeze an artesian well. Oh no.
Nenku kuchidimu, mvono ngenze kulokumpokolo umo umwao. Kayiku mwakuma to, na ashamu mushihu na ashamu mvula. Kamewoku mwakumu vwije jiboto. Kwenye mwaku vwije mushimi wamaya kazeze jiboto. Kato.
I don't care how cold it gets, it ain't gonna freeze that. You'll freeze a cistern, just a little frost will do that. See?
Na shamashika menza abishi. Kwenye mwaku uvuize diboto. Kwenye mwaku uvuize chine chama idibwa. Anumashika makese chana anani achenze na nku. Nwa mwanuanyi.
But anything is moving, got life in it. It's a moving around. And you can't freeze the artesian well out. No matter how depressed the spirit is around the place, this well is always living. Live it that well.
Kati chintu chonso chidi chinyunga kana chikala ni moyi munda mwachi. Chidi chenda kana eku ni eku. Nengu kamwele mushindu wa kufuweja mushimi wa maya kazeze jiboto. Na senyumo wa munyu ngulikilu wa muaba umwikala wadibunga mamunyi. Mushimi ewu udimisangu yonso anu ni moyi. Sombela iku mushimi yawu.
And I noticed there, I went by and I drank at it, and oh my, just the fresh water. You never had to worry. Wonder if I get there, wonder if it quit running.
Nenku meme kumwana muabau. Mvuma ukuku ye ni kuna mai ya kuntu aku. Nenku ka ekelekele. Mai mikala nu achashima. Kuyiku mwakua bakasha moini. Ndindi konga, hanga fika kuina aku. Ndindi konga, ni nga usanga na kauchi uweka.
It's been running, the old farmer told me. Said my grandfather drank out of it. And said it never has diminished or nothing, it's still the same well. Gushing right out into Blue River there, and I thought, oh my, what a fine place of water.
Utuanu weka, chidimu wakala wakangamila wambani, kakwanyi mulimu wakano maya ukuntuaku. Kiyeni, ka utuku mwanji kukehele bune na nchini to. Ujanu wawu mushimi umuamuawu, mwikala ni utunku muna mayi, ukehele mumusulu wa Blue River wawa. Meme kudyambijele ni kae kele, mwaba buimpa uwa kukele kukubila mayi suwe.
I walked about a mile out of the way to get to that place because it was such a real place to drink at. Oh, how good that water was. Oh, my.
Mbomo akwenda ntanta na shiwa kilometre mujume ni chituha. Mwatuka mungila. Bokufika mwina mwabawu. Boluvo mwabu wabushu ewu. Bokwikele kunu na kumai. Ka, maimina ubwimpa usue. Ka, ekelekele.
I get out there in that desert Arizona and I still think about it. That wonderful well down there. If I could just lay down to that.
Ntumwa kwenye kuntu wako mchihelachi mwa Arizona mpindyewu. Ntonu ngele meji kumaya uni. Mushmi mulenge lawu wakuntu kwa ka. Nga jolo la huhanshi kuluseka lwa wakusue.
As David said one time, oh, if I could once more drink from that well. If you just get there.
Bumwa kamba David musangu kamba ndani ka. Ngikele kabijini mushindu wakuna kumushimi awu suwe. Buye inashini mushindu wakukufika.
And I sat down one day and I had a little funny thing that happened to me. And I said, what makes you so happy all the time? I wish I could be happy like that.
Nenkumeme kusombela kuhanshi ditukujiku wabu. Ki kungenzekela kukachintu katuseku. Kimima kwamba ni chidichuku hadi sanka diba Johnson nkwe winchini. Ndiji nga kukuhete di sanka ya mushindu awu.
Well, I never seen you sad since I've been coming here. There's not one sad thing about you. I said, you're always full of joy. You're jumping and bubbling and carrying on winter or summer, cold or hot, whatever it is. You're always full of joy.
Monas, kachan chituku mwanji kukuhete mubu nga mato. Kachan nga banga kulwa kabaka. Kakuhiku kantu na nshaka mwaka akaleze dibu nga makudi. Memani, utumisangu yeba yonsu anumule tente ni disanka. Udi utuhika ufukuka ni uchonko mwaka. Nashemu mushihu, nashemu mvule. Kwikala mashikanyu luye. Monsu mwikala kwamu, utumisangu yonsu, anumule tente ni disank.
What makes you, what is it? Because I drink out of it? Nope. I say, well, maybe the rabbits drink out of it and you like it so well. Nope.
Nchini chini chikuenza ni, nchini chinechi, mbolu ndi no mai yebanyi. Wal, memani, Hamuaha mbolu tululu tututu na mayeba. Nekuheba munanga china achibikole. Boal.
I said, well, what makes you bubbling over like that? What makes you so happy? What makes you always full of joy? So, is it because that the birds drink from it? No. Because I drink from it? No. I said, well, what makes you so full of joy?
Memani, katichitienza ni wikele ufukuka mushindu awu nchini. Titichienza ni wikele nidisanka mushindu awu nchini. Titichienza ni wikele misangu yonsu anumule nidisanka nchini. Memani, mbwa hadi nyonyi no ma yebanyi, to. Mbwa lumeme ndi no ma yebanyi, to. Memani, chilichenze ni wikele misangu yonso anumule ni disanga mushindu ya winchinyi.
Now if that well could speak back to me, he'd say this, Brother Branham, not because you drink, I appreciate that, and because I furnish for the birds, I furnish for anybody who wants to drink. Only thing you have to do is come here and drink.
Nekubumushimi yao ni mushindu wa kunganda muna, nunkumuamba nengweo. Mwane tuberanama, kimbo haudi uno to. Ntumange sheti na achi. Nibumundi mwakunu ishe ni nyonyi. Ntunu ishe ni muntu yonso ujini dijinga jakunwa. Chintu chumwele chitichikengele wewe kwenza nkuluwa hani kunwa.
Well, what makes me happy? It ain't me bubbling. It's something inside pushing me. It's something bubbling me.
Karichi ni chimpa disanka, kime mudu ufuku kato. Nchintu kampanda lo mundemu chikale chinsaka. Nchintu kampanda chitienze ni ngikale mfukuka.
And that's the way it is with the spirit-filled life. As Jesus said, he gave you wells of water springing up in the everlasting life. An artesian overflowing gusher that's constantly flowing. Whether the rest of the church is up or down, you're still in that well.
Nengu kimushindu dibini moyu udimule tente ni nyuma. Adumwa kamba Yesu. Yeye uvua, nuamonus, yeye munu hemishimi ya mai mikali huweka toni kumoyu wakashidi. Mushimi wa mai akazeza. Mushimi urutunkumuka mula uyile ni hanshi mwikala nuweka kumusangu ni kumusangu. Na ashewa kwa wabamweke lezia, baba andanyi bahweka, wewe ujianu kumushimi yao.
Why would you take an old denominational system and cistern full of parasites and everything else and drink around all that stagnated stuff when you're invited to a fountain, an artesian well?
Bwachinyi bunu jibofuwa ina kuanga tandongo lwelu wakala ni china cha mai cha chena mangumba biula tenta ni tuishi ni bikuwa bubionsu. Nuna banyongulu kile chinta kanyi cha mai matenge belachi hanu di babiki di bobu wakulo kumpokolo kumushimi wa mai akazeza.
I think how it just pushed and juggled and gurgled and laughed and joyed and jumped and frolicked.
Ndianu ngele meji muva usukuma. ni wele mulu wa kidila, ni usaba, ni useka, ni usanka, ni utuhika, ni unaini disanka.
Cold, rainy, hot, dry, when all the rest of the country was drying up, it was bubbling just like it always did. Because it was deep, rooted, way down in the rocks it come forth.
Kwekala mashika mvula, kwekala luye lukole, mushihu, hava miyabimi kwa buyonsu ya mulitu ngamikele, yuminyinahu. Wovo ufukuka numwa unikala, bwalu uvo ufumine mundondu. Mwele miji, mwishi menemene mumbwebwe.
Oh, let me live with that, Gershon. Take all your man-made systems you want to, all your old stagnated wells, but let me come to, or stagnated systems, but let me come to this fountain.
Ka, nyekala kuni mwoyi kuluseka lwa mushimi udi utunku muka wu. Angata indongo lulu yenu yonso, miku watakashi kudibantu, indi jibasu ayi, mishimi yenu yonso, jini mai matengebela ayi. Kadinde kela ime mandoku, anyi, bine bidi ni mai matengebela suwe.
Let me come there where he is just full. He is my joy. He is my light. He is my strength. He's my water. He's my life. He's my healer. He's my savior. He's my king. Everything that I have need of is found in him. Why would I want to go to anything else?
Yekidani dikand. Yeki anyi mai. Yeki wany moi. Yeki wany mondohi. Yeki wany musungidi. Yeki wany mfumu. Chonso tinji nati dijinga, tiditi sanga nyibomunda mwenda. Mbwatini munji mwakujinga kuye kuchintu chikwabu.
Brother, sister, won't you come to this fountain tonight? Won't you, if you're not ever been there, won't you receive it tonight while we bow our heads?
Mwane tuwabalu mwane tuwabakaji. Kwena kumuso kule kumpoko lwe ujilo lwe janyi. Kwena muso anyi, hikalabi ni kacha kutumuanji kukuya. Kwena kumuso kumuakidile jilo lwe di hatu ritunyika mitu yetu ahanyi.
Broken cisterns, leaking, seeping, the world, seeping into it filth from the barns and of other days.
Bina biyamai biele mitanta. Bizololoka, biweka ndambu ndambu, maluwa habuloba mikala uwekela mundambu ndambu, bukoye buwa kumayeba ni buwa matu kumakwabu.
Why not this well that stuff cannot stand? This great fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Why don't you receive that tonight?
Buwa chinyu kubenga mushimyewu, mudibinta kanyabi kabi mwa kushalamu. Mushimi mune newu di mula tentani mashi, makuwa kamumijulu ya Emmanuele.
May God help us tonight in this dry, thirsty land. As the prophet said, he is the rock in a weary land. He's that fountain.
Zambia tukwachisha kudilo lwedi. Mubula babu mebu, mudinyota isumemu. Mwakamba muprofeta ni. Yeye ujilubwebo mubula babu ma. Yeye kimpoko lwawu.
Won't you come to him tonight in your hearts while we pray?
Kano na kubaso kulwa kudidilo lwedi, mumyo ye nuamu hatu ritusambila hanyi.
Dear Heavenly Father, there's no other fountain as the music is playing. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I was born there. I've been raised there. I want to live there and die there and rise again there. In his presence.
Tatu wa mujulu munanga. Kakwena kumunga mpoko luto. Bumu di mujiki mwikala wimbani. Kakwena mpoko lumuku wabu hindi mumanya to. Chintu chuku wabu to hakumusha mashia Yesu. Mwamu wa mukimu hindi mule dibwa. Mukole lamu. Ndi muso kuikala muso mbe lamu. Nikufu ilamu. Nikubiki lamu kulufu. Mubu ikadibu ende.
Always, Lord, let me be in his presence. For there's no other I know, no creed, no love, no love but Christ, no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible, no anything else, no joy outside of him.
Misangu yonsu mukalenga, ndekele ngekela kumubuika di buenda. Waluka kwenye munga mwaba undi mumanya to. Kakuitu itabai, kakuidinanga to hakumusha Kristo. kakuitwita bayi toha kumusha Kristo, kakuimukanda toha kumusha Bible, kakuichinga chintu nashe chimwe, kakuidisanga tobwa hakumusha munda mwenda yeye.
Take him from me, oh God, I don't care how much the world I own, it would still be dead. I'd wander around with my hands up over my head. Take him from me, I'll be gone, Lord.
Bobo bomumusha mumema, eh nzambi. Bintu bya habulo bebindi nabi na shebio bibikala bunyi munyi. Mbifuwa inekwikala nubifuwa. Ndimufuwa inekwikala nkadi, ndalakananu, nibianza biteka mulu. Bobo bomumusha mumema, buanyi sumbutu kamukalenga.
But let him be in me. Then December's as pleasant as May. Then there's no hot places and no dry places. Even death itself has no victory.
Kadi enza kubwa yeyi kala munda mwanyi. Hadi badi, ngondo wadi kumini muibidi, udu sankishanu mudi ngondo muitano amu. Hadi badi, kakwene miaba ya luye lukoli, ni kakwene miaba miuma to. Na shalufu luye ne kalu ni nibuchi mungi na shabu wakana to.
Let us have him, Father. Give him an abundance to every believer here tonight as he waited in this room.
Enza kubotu kala nenda yeye tatu. Wa mufile kuwabu nyi, wa uyele ni hanshi. Kudu mwene kuitabuja yonsu mwabe ujilo lwedi. Bumudibu kachabi indile munzu buemu.
Many of them's got to drive along the road tonight as they go to their homes, and may this be their thinking. I'm living at that fountain. I'm living there, freshly drinking hour by hour.
Nibikengele bwababuni bakudibu kwende shabu mashini njile mule di lolwedi. Bumu ikele bumu wakualu kile kumabu. Nenkwenze kubwabikele badiambi jile ni. Meme ndi musombele kumpoko luawu. Kikundi musombele. Mwikele nomaya chashima. Kudiba ni kudiba.
And if they haven't received that as yet, may they receive him now. So they can take the fountain right with them. I'll go with you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. Grant these things, Father.
Nenku hikele buka ba ibanju kuheta achito. Toni mpindye u. Enza gubwa ba muheta mpindye u. Bwa ba mwana mwakuanga tampoko lua u kuye nende. Nenye nenu. Nengi kala nenu. Toni kundeke ilu kwa buloba. Toenze le kubintu ebitatu.
And now while we have our heads bound, is there someone in here tonight, or how many would say, Lord, take me to that fountain just now? I've never come here just to hear. I come here to find out something.
Nenkumpindi hatu jinimitu yetu minyika ha. Kudiku muntu kampanda mumu abe ujilo lwedi. Anyimbanga nyibadiku bafuwa yina kuamba ni. Mukalenga nda nanyu kumpoko lwa wanu mpindi ya umena. Nchene mula muabe wanu buwa kutelesha chana na to. Nji mula muabe umbuwa kujandule chintu kampanda.
I come here to find you, Lord. I have a need of you tonight. Come to my heart right now. Will you do it, Lord? God bless you. The Lord bless each one.
Ndimulo mwabe u mbo kukuheta wewe mukaleng. Ndinebe wewe dijinga jilo lwedi. Lwa kumumoyu wanya numpindye u. Udiku mwakuso bwa kuchenzanyi mukalenga. Zambia nubeneshe. Mukalenga beneshe umwe di umwe.
Father, you've seen the hands. Even up and around the wall and in the other rooms. Outside, you've seen them, Father. I pray that you'll supply everything they have need of.
Tatu, wamo nubianza, na shakulu kwa kane, munyu ngulukili wachimanu, ni mubibamba libikwabu, ni hambelu, wewe wawaba mono, tatu. Ndi ndomba ni wewe ufile byonsu bidibunabi dijinga.
Maybe they've been drinking in some old cistern, Lord. Just some halfway stopover where some man hewed out a cistern has become contaminated with all kinds of strange doctrines, denying the word.
Hamwaha bavonu bano kuchina kampanda cha kala mukalenga, chikishilu kampanda chana na cha munu chitu hachanjila, mudimuntu kampanda mungu le china, chikari chita hila tuishi tu amalonga shahabu awa, mishindu yonso, mikala vile diyi.
I pray, God, that tonight they'll come to him who is that fountain of life. Grant it, Father, I commit them to thee now in Jesus' name.
Nye undomba nzambi, buwajilo lwedi, baloku jieye uji mwine mpoko lwa moyawu. Tuenze lakuna ankutatu, nye umbalambula kudi mpindye umujina ja Yesu.
And you told me, if you ask anything in my name, it'll be done. Now, I wouldn't ask this, Lord, if I didn't think it would be done.
I'd be just saying it in a ritual routine.
But I pray for them with sincerity. I pray for them believing that you'll grant what you promised. And now, I take them away from that cistern tonight. I take them away from the place they've been drinking where they're not satisfied to this fountain. I do it in Jesus Christ's name.
Nenkumpindye undimbu mushe kuchine chama ya chijilo lwedi. Ndimbu mushe muwabo vububa nuawu. Kujibuka baiba sankishi buwaku. Mbafile kuwe umpokolu. Ningenzenu mkumujina dia Yesu Kristo.
They're yours, Lord. Let them drink from you the living water, the fountain of living water. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Grant it, Lord.
Bakadi beba wewe mukaleng. Enze bikala bano kudi wewe. Maya jini moyi, mpokolu wa maya jini moyi. Mujina da Yesu, mundi ndombemu. Amen. Bifilaku mkalenga.
Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. Found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, heal these, Lord. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus' name. Pray, God, the Jesus. Thou knowest all things.
Yesu, ondo haaba mukalenga. Enza kubualwebu mukalenga. Mujina dia Yesu. Ndindomba, nzambi bwawewa. Wewe udimanye bintu byonso.
No. Of it. No other fount I know. Amen. I don't know nothing else but Him. Amen. I don't desire to know nothing else but Him. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Angela ibimeji habualu abu. Kakwene mpokolu muku abu undi mumanya to. Chene mumanya chinga chintu to hakumusha yeye. Chene njinga kumanya chinga chintu to hakumusha yeye. Chintu nanshe chimo to hakumusha masha Yesu. Ka.
Precious is that glow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. While we sing that again, let's shake hands with one another. Do you love one another?
Amen.
Is there anybody in here got anything against somebody else? If there is, go make it right, will you?
Hatu ritu imbulula hatu labulanga na ikuchanza muntu ni muntu. Ujibenanga na muntu ni muku endanyi. Kudiku muntu munemu emu, udiboli ni muntu muku wabwanyi. Hikala yiku, ndaku ukabulongo lola. Kimu wamwanyi.
Let's not leave here like that. See, if you got an ought against anybody, you go make it right right now. Right now is your opportunity to go and say, brother, sister, I said something about you. I thought something. I didn't mean to do that. Forgive me.
Katu muku mwabe umushindu wa uto, nwamo nwanyi. Hwi kalabuwalu ni muntu, ndaku kabulongo lola, anu mpindye umene. Pindye umene, mwebe mpunga wakuya kudii. Kwamba ni, mwane tuwabaluma, mwane tuwabakaji. Mwumu kwamba buwalu, mwumwele meji kampand. Chivonji nga kwamba na mkuto, mfuila kulusa.
That's the way to do it. Let's have the fountain right among us all the time.
Nwamo nusu. kimushindu wakuchenze nwawu. Tukela ini mpokolo ni munke chumwetu mene mene dibe jonsu nwa monwanyi.
No other bound I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other bound I know, nothing but the blood.
No other fountain. We won't contaminate ourselves with other things. We have separated, left the world behind. We don't want more of Egypt's garlics and broken cisterns.
Ka yeke no kemeshanyi. Ka kwene mpokolo mukwa buto. Ka twene baso kuhia twishi to abintu bikwa buto. Tukali batahuluka. Bashie malo habulo bahanyema. Katu chene baso kabidi matungulu haaini bine bia mai biele mitanta bia Egypt tuto.
We're in the journey with the Lord Jesus, that smitten rock. Amen. Eating manna from above and drinking, eating angels' food and drinking from the rock.
Amen.
Tudi mulwendu ni mukalenga Yesu, lubwebu lututalu. Amen. Bikele tudia mana akujulu, ni tunwa. Tudia chakude chabanjelu, ni tunwa kulubwebwa. Amen.
No. But the blood of Jesus.
Bindewo tunyika imitu yetu.
Praying that God will so richly bless each of you, that His grace and mercy will be with you through the coming week. And if anything should happen, that one of you may slip beyond the veil now, just remember that it's only a few hours of sleep and rest until we meet.
Turi tulomba bwa Zambia beneshe muntu ni muntu wa kunu din mabeneshe mabanjika. Bwa ngasa ni luse bienda bikala nene mulumi ulonsu lulua luelu. Nibubu walu kampande ni chakwenzeka. Bezi nibubu wenu mwakongolo kakuyeja mwadiya chilamba chukulika mpindye u. Mwavulu kaini mebe makese chana na atulu ni dikisha to ni hatu asangila.
Remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping. For the trump of God, that last trumpet, the sixth one, has just sounded.
Vuluka ini, ababa jinimo ini badibashala, kaba kuhangisha ababi kalabala latuluto, walu mpunyu wa Nzambi, mpunyu wa ndekelu wawu. Mwisambu mbu wafu mkudidila.
And that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall sound in the dead, and Christ shall rise first, just resting till that time.
Nenkumpunyu wa ndekelu au bumu di chitampi cha ndekelu na ikale jilwa di amukaleng. Ni adile, ni bafu mukilisto ni babie kadi ambedi. Mbiki shenu chana na to ni hajine di badi.
If you should get hurt, remember, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. And when temptations around you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer. Devils will flee.
Nenkubwe umakutahika wavulukani. Anga tajina ja Yesu wenda nadi. Bunga bukubute ibonsu. Ni hakunyungulukila mateta. Eye lanudina ja chijiladi mudisambila. Demoni inyema.
Just remember, we hope to meet you here next Sunday morning. Bring in the sick and afflicted. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me now. Will you do it? Say amen.
Amen.
I'll pray for you that God will bless you.
Vuluka yanu ni tulibate kemena bwa kusangila nenu mwabeu mudi alumingi julu alwe di mudinda. Nuluwa ini babedi ni bantu badi munta tu. Nengi kala nusambijila. Kadi nuansambijila yiku hanyi. Nenu chenzanyi amba ini amen. Mema nenu sambijila bwa Nzambia nubeneshe.
Name and prayer.
Pray.
Oh, my birth and joy.
of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet. King of kings in heaven will crown him. Oh, when our journey is complete,
precious name,
precious name. Isn't it sweet and precious?
Dini dia mushinga, kin dia buholi ni dia mushinga anyi.
Oh, Father, and joy of heaven, precious name,
oh, how sweet. Oh, Father,
and joy of heaven.
It's always so hard to leave you. Although I know you're burning up, but there's just something about, that's one more verse of something. Will you do it? Will you do it? Blessed be the tie that binds, sister. How many knows the old song? We used to sing it years ago.
Mi sang yon subiton bi kola bebo akuno shia, na shimundi mumayini, nudibofo ni luya, kadiku jani chintu kampanda cha, tuya itongu, chitu minyichu kwa obu, chumachana na cha chintu kampanda, nudibaso kuchenzanyi, Monji udusui kakaja ubene shibwe. Mwane tuwa bakaji. Mbanga nyi badibamanyi musambu wakalawu. Tupone chibijulu cha kuimba kukadibidimu.
Now I think of tonight, two hands out of the hundreds that's left. When we used to sing that song around the tabernacle and charm one another's hand. Blessed be the tie that binds.
Nenkumfwandi ambijile jilo lwejini. Bianze bibidi hankama. Bikadi bishal. Hatu wene chibijilu cha kuimba mwine musambu wa umu tabernakle. Nibika laba kwa tanga na kubianza. Monji udi usui kakaja ubene shibwe.
I've buried a lot of them right up here in the cemetery. They're waiting. I see them again. I see them once in a while in the vision. When I look beyond the veil. They're there. Let's bow our heads now as we sing.
Nkadi mujika babu njiba kudibu. Anuaha munki temu. Mbindila, nimba mwana chakabidi. Mtumba mwana kumusangu ni kumusangu, buche kena kumwana, hantu ntangeleja mwana ya chilamba chikudika. Badiku, tunika imiti yetu mpindi hatu lituimbaha.
Bless me,
Ni dia kudiolo
is why
we do that in the love. When we I reach over and get over somebody's hand,
mpindie u olo le chanza ukwata chanza cha muntu kampanda
their part. I bow your head,
mpindie u inyika mutu web.
It gives us in word pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. With our heads bowed, I turn the service to the pastor now.
Nimitu yetu minyika, ndimpinga shilampasa tabulombo di bwa di sangshampi ndiye u bwa tangaleja.